It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Another high school football season kicks off tonight here at RB Clay Field in Dawson, and looking forward to another great football season. And with me is head coach Corey Larson of the Blackjacks. Blackjacks taking on the Adrian Dragons here in a few minutes. And Corey, we're back for another year.
Yeah, back for another year. It's always excited to get a season started.
Yeah. How many years have you been head coach, Corey?
Oh, it always takes me. I want to say 16, but I might have to go back and check on that.
Yeah, well,
it's right around there somewhere.
Good. One of the most successful coaches in the state, that's for sure. You run a really good program, and looking for another great year here with the Blackjacks.
Yeah, we're certainly excited. Feel you've been successful the prior year, you're more than likely going to say you've lost a really good senior class. But we're excited with the kids that we've returned, plenty of experience on both sides of the football, as well as some good young kids that played key roles in our JV or our varsity special teams a year ago.
Okay. Well, who do you got starting tonight for the Blackjacks?
Yeah, I mean, keys on offense, certainly. I mean, they're all key. Probably just to keep the list short, the two kids that probably are going to get keyed on quite a bit because they had extremely successful seasons last year, Bentley Boyk and Colton Huseby are two running backs, collectively rushed for about 2,800 yards last year. Both two physical, big high school Class A running backs.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, they really had some great seasons last year, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. Who do you got on the line this year for the Blackjacks?
Yeah, we're kind of young there. Colton Lindblad is going to be center here for this to start the season. He was a kid that we kind of rotated in, played multiple positions up front last year. On the offensive line. And then, after that, it's a little bit of inexperience. We have to start three sophomores, actually.
Oh, wow.
Stone Slade Irvine, both kids that, and Austin Mullen, all three of those kids are sophomores. But they've had really nice off seasons as far as the weight room goes. They've put in their time, three above average, guys that I think are above average strength level. For a sophomore, and then Cody Stock will start at left tackle for us. He's a senior that actually moved from receiver to offensive line just last year.
Okay. Talk about your quarterback position this year.
Yeah, it's Jake Lee. He's going to be starting first time as a senior. Out of all our kids through two weeks of practice, I think I've been most impressed by Jake. He is, first and foremost, I think, more confident than he was a year ago. He's doing a lot of things better. I mean, his footwork is extremely better. He just kind of feels like when he's out there, he has more command of the offense. And he is throwing the ball exceptionally well, in the first 2.5 weeks of practice, which, it's been... Been very impressed by Jake.
Yeah, who does he have to throw to this year?
Yeah, position player wise, we have plenty of kids to make plays for us. Keaton Schulke was a big target for us last year. He's going to be out a week with a little shoulder injury, so he won't be dressed tonight. But we have Ramel Horton, Josh Inusike, and Zach Durfee. Our three perimeter targets.
Okay. Talk about the defensive side. How's your defense look in practice so far?
Yeah, it's always tough because, you might try to go live, but it's really not live football. You know, that's where we return the most starters. You know, 7 out of 11 starters defensively are returning. And then you add in a kid like Zach Durfee, who's going to play safety for us, who's very, very capable. A couple other young kids that will be starting up front for us that we have plenty of confidence in. I think our defensive line, we're not going to be big, but we're going to put, you know, 4 or 5 kids out there that are high-energy kids that, you know, get off the football and aren't by any means undersized, but they're not, you know, 260-pound run stoppers. Okay. They're more like 185 to, you know, 215, those types of kids that, you know, are strong and get off the football and, you know, play to the whistle.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your opponent here tonight, the Adrian Dragons. Seems like when I do the Adrian Dragon Dawson Boyd football games in the past, it's always been a battle.
Yeah, we've had really, really great games the last 11, 12 years. We've been fortunate enough to come out on top, but we have a ton of games that, you know, are decided in the fourth quarter, and, you know, you always expect that again. You know, their numbers the last few years have maybe decreased a little bit, like a majority of the smaller schools. Mm-hmm. They used to line up and felt like they had everybody in the school stretching on their sideline, and, you know, it's not quite that the same feel for them anymore. But, yeah, they probably didn't have as much success last year as they were hoping for. But, they return a few solid linemen, which is going to make a huge difference early on for them. New quarterback, which always, you know, makes a difference how that'll be handled. But I'd expect them early on to be a good week one test.
Okay. Before I let you go, Corey, let's talk about Southwest West District, some of the schools that you'll be playing, or football teams you'll be playing. Who do you see as favorites? And talk about some of the other teams.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to, you know, say Mineota's the favorites. They haven't lost a district game for a few years now. They're going to be solid again. Certainly a little different look, losing Keith Senior and Isaac Kennan, but I would imagine that they won't take too many steps backwards. You know, after that, there's a slew of teams in there, I think, that, you know, were at 500 or just above 500 last year that returned enough kids to take them from, you know, that 4-4 to a 6-2 season. Definitely push them above 500. So, yeah, it's, you just never know. You know, you can look at teams that, you know, kids that you return, but usually it's those surprises that make a difference in your team. So you always have a handful of kids that, you know, for whatever reason, developed a passion in the off season and, you know, made themselves a better football player. Or maybe it's a kid that's become a senior now and something's finally clicked, and next thing you know, you got a handful of those kids that take you from a year ago 4-4 to now, you know, 6-2, 7-1.
All right. Coaching staff kind of been the same for, and that's good for a while.
Yeah, we've been consistent for a number of years. We haven't changed. Our coaching staff hasn't changed for, oh, I don't know, close to 10 years now.
Yeah, who are some of those assistant coaches, Corey?
Kevin Brent, Preston Schweigel's our defensive coordinator. We have two junior high coaches that are also on staff and have little responsibilities Friday night, Hank Ireland, Justin Weiger, and then three volunteer assistants, Kiefer Stratmon, who does a ton of work for us in the off season, and Aaron Olson, he's a volunteer assistant. He's with the junior high most of the time and then on the sidelines on Friday nights. And then Jordan Weiger, who nice input because he was a great football player, but he's got all our team doctor responsibilities.
Okay. All right, real good, Corey. Well, thanks for the time, and best of luck tonight against the Adrian Dragons and the rest of the season.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.
You bet. That's head coach Corey Larson of the Blackjacks. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back with the opening kickoff between the Blackjacks and the Dragons right after this.
If the Subway Club were a club, it'd be called the Subway Club Club, and everyone would want to get in for the turkey, Black Forest ham, and roast beef, and dance music. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Turkey, ham, roast beef. Get the Subway Club or the Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki because they're footlongs and they're delicious. Subway, so much sandwich. Also, somebody should open up a Subway Club Club.
Visit your local Subways in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottle and Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Wolfslager Excavating, Jubilee Foods, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Jim's Market in Canby, A&B Auto and Dawson, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Madison Healthcare Services, Appleton Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Myers Electric and Infrared, Heartland Motor Company, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, DuPont Pioneer, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Dawson Grain Co-op, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Comerford Construction and Gravel, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Tufte Auto and Sales, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, T&D Barnwood Rustics in Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Mineota Building Center. Sports brought to you by Woodland Centers, Farmers Co-op Association, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Northern Plains Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Larson Brothers Concrete, Bluegrass Proteins Incorporated, Midwest Power Sports, DeWalt Agency, Midwest Truck Parts, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, State Bank of Taunton, Whitnable Construction, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Swudzinski for House, Chris Swudzinski Representative, Guess Wine Motors Incorporated, Klein Bank. Sports brought to you by Tostenson Septic, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, Madison Welding and Repair, Ridgeview Seeds, Aaron Tasto, and Luke Oy Dealer, Dawson Auto Glass, Builders First Source, Pro Image Partners, Lee Motor Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Triple Mutual Fire Insurance, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, AGP Ag Processing, Ottertail Power Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Dave's Plumbing and Heating Madison, Federated Telephone Company, Souther Building Supplies, Heartland Eye Clinic, Culligan, Ortonville Area Health Services, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, B. Johnson Electric. Sports brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hutt Oil Company, Cargill, Kluber Law Office, KSN Drywall Finishing, Cockleman Construction, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Area Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Bot Appliance and Electronics Marshall, Madison Dental Clinic, Johnson Memorial Health Services, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for play-by-play sports coverage on 92.1 FM.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to RB Clay Field here in Dawson on this Thursday night. Paul Ramo here in the, fairly new press box. Dwayne Hasted helping me out against this year doing blackjack football. Exciting time, Dwayne.
It's an exciting time. I can't believe the football's already here, and the teams really look excited out here. It should be a good game. Dawson Boyd probably a little bit of a tougher one tonight, but we'll got to play the game.
That's right. I've been looking for this since the last did the state championship game at U.S. Bank Stadium, Minneota and Wabasso, and that ended. I said, let's get the season started again.
It's here.
It's here. And but Dawson Boyd taking on the Adrian Dragons tonight. Two teams that clearly know each other pretty good, don't they?
They played back and forth for many years, and Adrian used to be just a big powerhouse. I think they're down a little bit this year.
Yep.
Last year they were 2-8,
yep.
And the Blackjacks were 8-2. So another two losses were only to Minneota.
The defending state champion.
The defending state champ. Dawson Boyd, Blackjacks got their running backs back, and they're two big boys, and I think you're going to see a lot of running by the Blackjacks tonight.
That's right. Dwayne's referring to Colton Hughesby, and number 21, Bentley Boyk. Last year, these two guys combined, Coach Corey Larson, you heard him in the Subway pregame show, combined for 2,800 yards. That's unreal.
That's right, and I bet they'll do that again this year. I know the line is a lot younger this year, the offensive line. We'll see how they do this year, see how they do tonight, and just make some holes.
That's right. Greg Wyam, the public address announcer here, introducing the Blackjacks with their new uniforms. Hey, we got a lot of new things here tonight, new uniforms for the Blackjacks, new lights and poles here at RB Clay Field.
Yeah, we're supposed to light up the field. I know last year we had kind of a hard time seeing the end zone, and I think this year we might have a hard time reading the new numbers on those new uniforms.
Yeah, Dwayne and I aren't getting any younger, and we're just commenting, boy, it's kind of difficult to see the numbers on the uniforms here, but we'll do what we can. So
and the other thing that's new, this is only the second year on the field. You know, it was redone, recrowned. The track was taken out. The field looks great.
Yeah, along with a fairly new press box.
Yeah, so a lot of improvements here, and
that's right.
Should be a fun year, you know, with all that support of everybody doing all those new things, a lot of volunteer work and all those things.
Right. We'll get to your starting lineups here in a bit. We're going to carry our national anthem live. Jenna Wyam will be singing the national anthem here.
She's fantastic.
Yep, she did it last year, and we'll stay right here on the air for that. But, yeah, looking forward to a really good season. Coach Corey Larson was pretty excited in the Subway pregame show about what he's already seen with his team here. As Dwayne mentioned, a fairly young offensive line, so we'll see how they do game by game here.
Yeah, and it's a fairly young defense, too. There's five sophomores starting on defense, so I have to say something new. My grandson's one of those new linebackers as a sophomore.
Yep. All right, we're going to hear the national anthem here with Jenna Wyam. National anthem. You can sing like that, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Can you sing like that, Dwayne?
No, I was told not to sing. If I was saying, they would turn the radio off, and that's not what we're here for.
Okay.
Hey, there's a few big boys out there.
Yep.
Down Adrian right here, number 56. Is
right.
A huge boy down there.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I just got a little shout-out from the PA announcer, Greg Wyam. How about that?
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got called by my brother, I bet. Right, Greg? Oh, he called me by my brother, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, we look alike.
There we go.
All right, here we go. The 2018 high school football season about set to kick off here. The Blackjacks will be kicking off to the Adrian Dragons. The Dragons with their blue and white uniforms. And they got some followers here below us here filling
yeah,
up the stands.
There is. And there's a lot of cars around, you know, this. There's a bowl here so you can sit in your car, watch the game, and listen on the radio. The Blackjacks are going, almost said Dragons.
Yeah.
That's a long time
That's
ago.
That's the Madison Dragons we played for, Dwayne.
Yeah, a long time ago. But the Blackjacks are going to kick off. They're going to kick into the wind. So Yep. I don't think they're going to get it all the way back down to the 5-yard line where they're lined up at.
Looks like the newcomer here, Zach Durfee, who's a great addition to the Blackjack football team, he's going to be kicking off.
He's a junior, 6'4".
And here we go, folks. And we're looking forward to a great 2018 high school football season. And Durfee kicks the ball, and it's a little scribbler up the middle. Goes to the 15-yard line, and bringing it right up the middle is Crimmon, the number 14, and he is tackled at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, picked up 20 yards. He was going right up the gut, and he only had one guy to beat. But down on the 35-yard line.
Football is back.
That's great. Hey, perfect night for football here. There's no mosquitoes with this wind.
Yeah, it was pretty windy on the field when I was walking around before the game. Here we go. The Adrian Dragons come up to the line of scrimmage. And here's the handoff. Goes to number 41. That's Brandon Schooner. He's a 6-foot junior. Who got the tackle there, Dwayne? Did you see? Well, we got some of the defensive players out there.
Well, you know, I can't say it right away, but my grandson, which I won't refer to him anymore, but Jordan Hastett, number 32, is in on that one.
Okay.
But both teams are very young. They have a few seniors, and there's a lot of sophomores playing out here tonight on both teams.
Okay, that was a gain of 2 for Adrian. The ball is on the 36-yard line. It's second down and 8. And the quarterback, number 11, hands off right up the middle. He stopped right away. A couple Blackjacks there. Number 53 of Dawson Boyd, Colton Lindblad, was there first.
Only picked up maybe about 1 again, so it's 3rd and 7 here.
The quarterback for Adrian is a sophomore, number 11, Marshall Wagner. So, young squad here for the Dragons.
Yep, he's 5'10", 155 pounds.
Well, they need 6 yards to pick up the first down. Let's see if the Blackjack defense can hold them. Wagner under center, pitches it out, and he's thrown behind the line of scrimmage. Lindblad there again. What a nice tackle by Colton Lindblad.
Colton Lindblad got through there and got in the backfield, and there's a loss of about 5 yards. And Colton's been playing for a number of years, and he's a top player, so Colton really got in there good, so Adrian's going to be punting.
Back to receive the punt is Inusike and Horton. Here's a snap.
And both of those are very fast.
And Stamer punts it, and a little dribbler, and they're going to let it just die there at about the 43-yard line. So that's where the Blackjacks will take over with their first offensive possession of the season.
And they got good position, you know, 43-yard line, and we'll see what they can do. Young line, we got some experience with Jake Lee at quarterback, and we got the two running backs. We have Colton Huseby and Bentley Boyk have been around for a while, and they're some big boys. Both over 200 pounds.
All right, Jake Lee at quarterback. He's out of shotgun. It's 1st and 10 for Dawson Boyd. And here's Boyd. Gets the first carry. He's going to get to the outside across the 45. 50. Oh. There's a flag. Boyd goes down the sideline. He's on his way, and they're going to blow it dead.
They're going to call holding back here. I'm afraid right in front of us, right at the 50-yard line. I think you're going to see a lot of that, though.
Yeah.
Not holding, but the runs like that.
Yeah, Blackjacks are going to run the ball with Huseby and Boyk. There's no question about that. And they're just going to say, can you stop us?
Yep. But you got to do it first. Nice run there. You would have had a touchdown, but it doesn't hurt to get a little help there with a hold.
Yep. Let's talk about that offensive line there, Dwayne. Who's on the line there? Colton Lindblad's at center.
Colton Lindblad, he's an experience there. And we have Stone Irvine, one of the twins playing tonight. Cody Stock and Austin Mullen is a sophomore. He's a big boy, 205 out there.
So it's 1st and I got 12. It's, Jake Lee pitches it out to Boyk. They're going to try the right side. Boyk Bentley looking for a hole, and he gets almost to the 50-yard line.
So the penalty goes from the infraction, huh?
Must
it had to be.
Okay, yeah.
Because that doesn't make sense. You get first down. I don't understand all these rules.
All right. About a 6-7-yard run there by Bentley Boyk.
We got 2nd and 4, it looks like.
right at midfield.
Yep.
Jake Lee in the backfield waiting for the snap from Lindblad. And there it is. And it's a quick handoff to Colton Hughesby up the middle, and he's stopped at the line of scrimmage.
He maybe picked up long one.
Scott Edwards, defensive lineman, making the tackle for Adrian. Big kid, that Edwards. 270 pounds, 6 foot one.
He looks like a big boy out there.
So it'll bring up third down for Dawson Boyd, third and three. And they quickly get up to the line of scrimmage. Horton in the slot here, eye formation. And the snap. And here's Bentley. He's going to try the left side.
He's got a
nice block. And he gets across the 45-40. There he goes to the 30. And he's pushed out of bounds by Martinez of Adrian inside the 30-yard line.
He had two nice blocks coming around the left side here by Horton and NUCK. Both had some nice blocks there. And a big pickup there. So we got first and 10 on the 21-yard line.
I like the way Bentley just takes his time and,
watches
for the blocks. And so we got first and 10. Ball's on the, 21-yard line?
Yep.
Jake Lee, senior quarterback in shotgun. Here's a snap. And a counter play to Blake to the right side. Not there, and he's still on his feet. And then he's dragged down by Martinez again. That didn't look good from the start there, did it, Dwayne?
No, but, he was hitting the backfield, kind of a missed, broken-up play. And he pulled two guys with him and picked up 3 yards. Very strong running backs there. We got number four as a split out there, Josh NUCK, and the wide receiver, Zach Dufree.
Durfee,
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Oh, they're switching sides.
Yeah, Durfee's got a hustle to go to the right side, and it's second down and 8 for the Blackjacks. Just inside the 20-yard line, we'll call it the 19. And Jake Lee waiting for the snap. And there's a snap, and there's a pitch out to Bentley on the right side.
Yes.
And he is tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Good job there by Marshall Wagner, the sophomore defensive end there for Adrian.
He came across. Got into the backfield, so it's a loss of about five, 6 yards.
Yep.
Pitch out going around the right side, and like you said, Marshall Wagner was there. Went nowhere.
Seven.
Went backwards.
Yep, 7:23 to go here in the first quarter. First possession for the Blackjacks. So they have a big third and 14. Ball's backed up to the 20-yard line. 25-yard line, excuse me.
We haven't seen a pass yet.
Here we go. And Lee drops the ball. Now he picks it up. He's running. He's in trouble. And he is sacked behind the line of scrimmage at about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, there was three Adrian players there. Number 60 again. Scott Edwards was back there. Ball was dropped. And it looked like it was going to be the first pass play of the game. But again, another loss. So it's fourth down, about 20, 21 yards.
That was a tackle by Lance Ludell, the 6'4", 255-pound defensive lineman. So the Blackjacks will go for it on fourth down here. They need 20 yards. They need to get to about the 11-yard line. And Jake Lee out of shotgun. Here's a snap. Jake looking to throw. He goes deep down the right side, and it's caught.
Touchdown!
Caught by
number five,
Durfee. Durfee with a touchdown.
First touchdown of the year from Jake Lee to Durfee, and they just threw it up in the air, and he ran underneath it.
And that's how you.
That's how you do it. Throw it up there and let him run after it.
Let's hope we hear that a lot. Lee to Durfee.
I think it will happen.
6-0, Dawson Boyd.
Well, all the wide receivers for the Blackjacks got talent.
Durfee is the holder on the extra point. And here's the kick, and it's up. And it is good. And the Blackjacks lead 7-0 over the Adrian Dragons. We'll take a break and be right back.
Sports, brought to you in part on Q92 by the Farmers Co-op Association, FCA. Visit their website, www.farmerscoopassn.com. For all your fuel, diesel fuel, and lube needs, it's FCA, Farmers Co-op Association. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader, located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com. For all your embroidery and team needs, it's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Hi, this is Keaton Schoeke on the Blackjack football team. You're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson. Also brought to you by the United Prairie Agency. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on? The United Prairie Agency agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top flight service. The United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company. At Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Schibel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 320-289-2388 today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The Blackjacks leading 7-0 over Adrian on a 34-yard touchdown pass from Lee to Zach Durfee. The extra point was good, and the Blackjacks lead 7-0. They already have kicked off to Adrian, and Adrian's run a couple plays already here, Dwayne.
Yep, with the last play, they came around the right side here, and Micah Olson got a tackle and only had a 2-yard pickup.
All right, it's second down and 8 at about the 36-yard line, and a handoff, and he's stopped. The running back is stopped at the line of scrimmage. A host of black jerseys there. Was that your grandson?
Well, he was in on the tackle, okay. But there was a whole slug of them there. Number...
Jordan Hasted,
yep.
Got there. And number one, also Colton Hughesby on the stop.
71, Austin Mullen is in on there.
Okay. So third down, here's a third down play here for this Blackjack defense, leading 7-0 here in the first quarter. And Marshall Wagner, sophomore quarterback, is under center. Eye formation. And back to pass is Wagner. He's got time. Now he throws it out here, and it is intercepted by number 15 on the sideline. Yep. Did he stay in bounds?
Yep, Micah Olson.
Micah Olson intercepts the pass and did a great job of keeping his feet in bounds.
He's excited. He's jumping up and down. And like we said before, there's five sophomores on that defense, and they're all jumping up and down, and they got interception on the 45-yard line. So Dawson Boyd Blackjacks are taking over.
Wow, what a nice defensive interception by Mike Olson.
Right in front of us.
Right in front of us.
Right on the, he kept his feet in bounds. He was right on the sideline at the 45-yard line. So here goes the Blackjacks.
First and 10, shotgun for Lee. And there's a snap, and Jake's going back, and he's going to throw it out to the right side, and incomplete. Josh Inusike went inside, and I think the throw went outside there.
Jake went outside, so a little communication mix up there.
Horton was out there too, I believe.
Yeah. Josh Inusike is looking at the sideline saying, did I do that wrong, or what's going on here? So, but they're ready to go again.
Ball's right on the Blackjack 45-yard line. It's second down and 10. Here's a snap, pitch out, goes to Bentley to the right side, trying to sweep, and now he cuts it up and gets across the 50, 45, there he goes! Bentley Boyd, they're going to score! Oh! 55-yard touchdown run by Bentley Boyd!
And I saw five Adrian players on the ground there, and he must have broke about five tackles.
55-yard run.
He's a powerful runner, and you see how he picked up his leg? It's going to be hard to bring him down. Right up the gut.
And good blocking as well by the Blackjacks on that sweep. Yeah, Bentley is so strong, isn't he?
He sure is.
Here's the extra point by exchange student Jang from South Korea. And he puts the kick up, and it is good. He's two for two, Dwayne.
Right down the middle, too, was it? And I guess Dawson Boy Blackjacks bring in the foreign exchange students to, to do their kicking. I guess they all play soccer.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. 14-0, Dawson Boyd. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193. Also brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson and Highway 75 in Madison. Talk to Mike Erickson for new or used cars. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson and Madison. See them soon.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. Tossinson Septic of Montevideo has porta potties for rent for parties, family reunions, company parties, and community festivals. They even have pretty pink porta potties just for women. Give Ryan Tossinson of Tossinson Septic in Montevideo a call today. 320-269-7243. Tossinson Septic gets the job done. Tossinson Septic, Montevideo.
All right, here's the kick. Durfee kicks off, and Grebin dropped the ball for Adrian, and he picks it up quickly and runs up the middle, and he gets to about the 22-yard line or so.
Yeah, the ball was kicked down to about the 10-yard line, but he bobbled it a little bit and picked it up, and it's at the 24-yard line, so we'll see what Adrian can do this.
We're still in the first quarter, 4:28 to play. The Blackjacks have a 14-0 lead, 34-yard touchdown pass from Lee to Durfee, and then a 55-yard run from Boyk. And here's Adrian Wagner, the quarterback, takes a snap. He's going to keep it himself, and he's dropped at the line of scrimmage, trying to get to the outside by number 54, Stone Irvine, sophomore, making the tackle there, Dwayne.
Yeah, he's one of the twins. He got Stone and Slade, and number 54 and 51.
Ball's on the, 23-yard line?
Yep, a loss of one.
Loss of one there on the play, as Dwayne mentioned. So it's second and 11 on the Dragon 23. Stamer is a wide out to the right. Number one, a wide receiver. Wagner, the sophomore quarterback, under center on second down. He's back to pass. Swings it out. A little swing pass. It's caught by Kremen. He's dropped right away.
It's by tackled by number 52, Gage Liebel.
He's dropped down immediately by number 52, Gage
Liebel. He's outside linebacker on the left side here.
So far in the first couple series, I've been pretty impressed with the Blackjack defense. They're getting after it.
Well, I can see as corners and linebackers, they're real young.
So it's third down for Adrian as they break the huddle. They go up to the line of scrimmage, which is the 29-yard line. Wagner looks over to Blackjack defense, man in motion, and here's the snap and a handoff right up the middle to Schooner, and he's close to a first down.
Tackle there by Colt Jukby, middle linebacker.
Is that a first down? Yes, that's a first down for the Adrian Dragon.
It was right up the gut. There was a nice hole there, and got the first down.
What a gorgeous evening to watch a football game.
It's perfect.
Yep.
And we got a good spot.
That's right.
Right in front of us, the game's playing here.
14-0, Dawson Boyd leading. Here's first and 10 for Adrian. And once again, the handoff to Schooner, and he's picks up maybe 2 yards before being tackled, made by Lindblad. And Boyk was there as well. For Dawson Boyd.
Gain about 2 yards there, so we got second and eight.
Marshall Wagner gets the call from the sideline, Adrian's sideline. Now the Dragons break the huddle. Ball's on the about the 37-yard line of the Dragons. Second down. And the snap and handoff again. Number 41. He's driven back. Bentley Boyk was there. And number Hasted was there. And number 54, Stone Irvine. Boy, they got after that one.
They met him right at the line of scrimmage, and they just powered him backwards. So
Jordan, I think, got there first. Jordan Hasted, a sophomore linebacker. It'll be third and six for Adrian. Ball's just shy of the 39-yard line. Once again, Marshall Wagner trying to pick up a first down here. Let's see if the Blackjacks can stop him on third and six. Back to pass. Wagner going out to number one here, and it's incomplete. Olsen defending. A nice job by Olsen, the sophomore, again.
He was all over him, and he thought might have got pass interference. He had his hands up in the air, but incomplete pass right down the sideline, right about the 40-yard line.
Really nice pass coverage there by number 15, Micah Olsen, who had an interception.
Yep. His dad is Aaron Olsen, one of the coaches.
Here's the punt by the Dragons, and it bounces at the 35-yard line. And Olsen just lets it die there. And so Blackjacks will get the football.
Yep. Horton was the man back there, but the ball didn't get that far. So Blackjacks are taking over on the 31.5-yard line.
Still in the first quarter, a minute 19 to play. Dawson Boyd, 14. Adrian, nothing, as the Blackjacks offense comes onto the field now.
If you see, they have a hand. They got the plays right on their wrist.
Wrists, so
they're all looking at their wrist. So what are we going to do this time?
We didn't have that when we played, Dwayne.
Well, we had to try to remember things, and we didn't do very good, I don't think.
Here's first and 10 from what, 21? And this time...
31.
31, okay, sorry. From the 31-yard line, first and 10 for Dawson Boyd. Shotgun for Lee, and the snap. Lee's back to pass. Looking, he's got time, and now he does not have time, and he's sacked. A coverage sack there. Number 56, Lance Little.
The ball's back to about the 24-yard line, so we got about a 7-yard loss.
Nobody was open.
Nope, they were covered really well. He had no place to go with it.
Yeah, you got to have that mentally in your head as a quarterback, you know, 3 seconds, 4 seconds.
And you better get rid of it.
Or run.
And I don't.
What's that? A loss of 8 yards?
7, 8 yards.
Yep.
Ball's on about the 24-yard line.
All right, second and 18. And here's a pitch out to Bentley. He's going to try the right side. He's got some room looking for blockers. And he gets across the 35-yard line before he's tackled. And he picked up some good yardage there, didn't he?
He sure did. He's got some powerful legs. And he ran over a few guys. Picked up. It's going to be third and about six. But this is going to be the end of the first quarter here. Time's going to run out.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be the end of the first quarter. Blackjacks put up 14, and Adrian nothing. We'll take a break. Come back with the start of the second quarter right after these words from our fine sponsors.
This is Bentley Blake from the Blackjack football team, and you're listening to Blackjack Football on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by MinWest Bank. Have big plans for sprucing up your home this summer? Check out MinWest Bank's home equity loan or line of credit. And the interest on the home equity loan is usually tax deductible. For complete details, call MinWest Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Sports also brought to you by Otter Tail Power Company, reminding you of the importance of high school athletics in the lives of children. These extracurricular activities play a role in the education and development of those kids involved. Plus, these activities provide a way for kids to learn some of life's most important lessons that will take them through life with a sense of accomplishment and pride. Otter Tail Power Company salutes all those athletes, coaches, and fans that make every season one to be remembered. It's also brought to you by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, offering bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, tables, and chairs, a great selection of electric fireplaces. T&D Barnwood Rustics can create that warm, unique place you're looking for. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 5, and Saturdays from 10 till 3. And by appointment by calling 605-695-1246. T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by A&B Auto, your Napa parts store located downtown Dawson. All the right parts in all the right places. Owned and operated by Terry and Connie Anderson.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Bott Appliance and Electronics, Furniture, and More in Marshall. Terry has upright freezers, chest freezers, stoves, refrigerators, washer and dryers, beds, TVs, couches, chairs, dining room tables, and much more. That's Bott Appliance and Electronics, Furniture, and More, located on Main Street, Marshall. They're open Monday through Fridays, 8 to 5:30, 7 p.m. on Thursdays, and Saturdays, 9 to 3. That's Bott Appliance and Electronics, Furniture, and More, Marshall.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramo, Dwayne Hassett here to start the second quarter. The Blackjacks lead Adrian 14 to nothing. Two scorers in that first quarter, a 34-yard touchdown pass from Jake Lee to Zach Durfee. And then interception by Micah Olson set up the Bentley Boyk 55-yard touchdown run, and that's where we're at, 14-0. The Blackjacks looking to punt here now on fourth down to start the second quarter here, Dwayne.
Yep, they're going to punt from about the 35-yard line.
Oh, now they're going to come up.
Yeah, they're coming. They're going to go for it.
Where are they at here?
35-yard
line. Now timeout called by Coach Corey Larson. Calling a timeout, we'll keep it right here. A little miscommunication or
I don't
something
know.
Going on there.
Something there. It's fourth and about seven.
Other games tonight in the Southwest District, just a few games. The state champion Minneota Vikings, they're at Sleepy Eye tonight. Of course, Vikings went undefeated last year, 14-0. Defeated Wabasso at U.S. Bank Stadium in the Class A state championship. And, of course, they got Isaac Hennon is gone. Alex Poland is gone, the quarterback. So we'll see how they do.
Yeah, they were powerful last year, boy. Yep. That's a good combo.
And then Yellow Medicine East is at TMB tonight. Already some games tomorrow have been moved up into the afternoon because of the weather forecast for thunderstorms later in the afternoon tomorrow. I know Ortonville is at Springfield, and the Trojans game got moved up to 3 o'clock. And a number of games in Minnesota have done that. So, all right, here we go, Dwayne.
Yep, they're going to see what they're going to try this time. Well, I don't see anybody lined up to punt it.
It's fourth down and seven. Blackjacks with the football. It's on their 35-yard line. They need 7 yards to keep the drive going. And Lee's going to pass. Here he is. He throws it out there, and it's caught. Uh-huh. Oh, did he drop it?
He dropped it.
He had it. Josh Inusike. Looked like he had it there.
He did. He had it, and it kind of bounced off his back shoulder a little bit. And Adrian's going to take over on the 35-yard line.
So the Blackjacks fail on fourth down.
With a nice-looking pass. With a little L-shaped pass over the middle and it's on the far sideline, but just didn't complete it. So we got Adrian taking over here on the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and Blackjack 35-yard line. Good field position here for Adrian, down 14 to nothing. Wagner keeping himself the quarterback in an option, and he is hit out of bounds by Hasted. Boy, Jordan fought off a block there by number 56, Ludo, and he knocked him out of bounds.
And so he picked up about 3 yards. His father was a linebacker, too, and had the same number here for the Dawson.
Oh, is that right?
Jason.
Okay, Jason had 32 also, huh?
Yeah, so
okay.
Passing the numbers down.
All right, the Dragons break the huddle. They're down 14 to nothing to the Blackjacks here in the second quarter. And Wagner under center this time. And the handoff goes to number 24. He's got a hole. There he breaks it to the outside, and Durfee knocks him out of bounds by the 10-yard line.
Nice run there.
Dakota John, a senior running back. Boy, he showed some speed there, didn't he?
Yes, it was a slant off to the left, and he had some speed there, and he was gone.
So it's first down, first and 10, or first and goal, we'll call it. First and goal from the 10-yard line for Adrian. And the snap. Yep. And Dakota John gets the ball again, left side. Now a flag comes in. Hasted on the tackle. Olsen on the stop as well. See what the call is here, Dwayne.
Well, flag right in the middle of the field.
Referee's talking it over. Looks like it's going to be against Adrian.
Yeah, got to push him back.
Boy, what a nice crowd here tonight at RB Clay Field. Under the lights.
Under the new light.
Under the new light.
They're sure bright, a lot taller, and they cover the field. Yeah. Last year, you could hardly see to the middle of the field.
What was the call? Holding. Holding on Adrian, okay.
Pushes him back.
Ball's on the 15-yard line? No, the
15-yard line.
Okay, 15?
Yep.
15-yard line, first and goal for Adrian. They're 15 yards out from the end zone here. Wagner under center. And counter play, and Dakota John with a big hole off left side gets inside the 5-yard line before being tackled there by Colton Hughesby. And Hasted. So they're inside the 5 now? Looks like about the 4.
4-yard line.
Boy, the Adrian Dragons moving the ball here in this
sure are. I hope Dawson doesn't regret not punting that one.
That's right. They went for it on fourth down,
yeah,
didn't they?
They did.
Here's
come again.
From the 4 yards. Oh, a nice tackle undercut there by Hasted. Boy, Jordan, a sophomore, doing a number of tackles on this series.
Well, they're coming right off that left side. So
it'll be third and goal. Third and goal from the 3 for the Adrian Dragons. They're down 14-0 to the Blackjacks. Wagner gets the call from his coaches on the sideline. See if the Blackjacks can hold them out here for two more plays.
They need to attack. Got to be aggressive here.
Schooner, their 190-pound running back, is number 41. And he's they're going to give it to John again, left tackle. And he is close to the goal line.
Well, they're not saying.
Slade Irvine made the tackle. It's fourth down.
They're sure powering number 24 there. Well, here they're going to do a quick one.
And Adrian quickly up to the line of scrimmage on the 1-yard line. It's fourth down for the Adrian Dragons. Now timeout called by the Blackjacks.
Yeah, Adrian was going to do a quick one there.
Trying to sneak a quick play in there, huh?
He did, and it didn't happen. Timeout by the Blackjacks.
14-0, Dawson Boyd. Boy, that was a nice stop there at the 1-yard line by Irvine. And Hasted also making the tackle. And so the coaches talking things over here. Big play here in the second quarter.
Fourth down and less than one.
Yeah, they started this drive on the 35-yard line of the Blackjacks after holding the Blackjacks on fourth down.
This is what could turn the game if they get in here. You know, it's 14-0 right now and could be 14-7.
Yeah.
So, big strategy being discussed out here. Both of teams are huddled up. Adrian Dragons breaking the huddle and getting up to line of scrimmage. Right. And Dawson Boyd still talking it over.
Hey, we're going to have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Halftime show,
not doing
I
fashion. He's still here.
No, Monica's not up in the booth.
Oh.
All right, here we go. The Dragons on fourth down. Can the Blackjack defense stop the Dragons from getting in the end zone? Wagner takes a snap. Handoff to Schooner, and
yep,
he is in. Off left tackle, touchdown, Adrian.
They had him back there, but he scooted away and just dived into the end zone.
Number 41, Brandon Schooner. He's a 6'2", 190-pound junior. And the Dragons get on the board. It's 14-6.
They were pounding that left side, and they got in. So 14-6 right now with 8:38 to go, and they're going for...
Second, they'll go for two. So Wagner's under center to go for 2 points here. And a quick snap, and Schooner gets the carry. Josh Inusike makes the tackle and stops the Dragons from the two-point conversion. It's Dawson Boyd 14, Adrian 6, with 8:38 to go before halftime. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by the Dawson Co-op Credit Union with two convenient locations located downtown Dawson and Main Street Boyd. Stop in and find out what they have to offer. Each account insured up to $250,000 by the NCUA. Sports also brought to you by Federated Telephone Company. Call Federated today at 1-800-374-7133 or check them out on the web at www.fedtel.net. Sports also brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, providing safe, reliable natural gas service, appliance inspection and repair, heating and air conditioning installation and repair, medical monitoring service, and 10-month free financing to help make your life easier. One word may not be enough, but one phone call is. Call 1-888-577-5029. Great Plains can help.
Paul Ramo, Dwayne Hassett here at RB Clay Field. It's 14-6, Dawson Boyd. Leading the Dragons. Dragons marched it right down the field there, Dwayne.
They sure did. Dawson Boyd did punt it and did make the fourth down. And the Dragons took over and marched it right down there. They just attacked that left side and found some running room.
All right. Back to receive the kick here from Adrian is Romel Horton and Josh Inusike. And the kick is a squib kick to the 50. Durfee knocks it down at the 25, picks it up at the 30. Here goes Zach Durfee across the 40-yard line and gets to the 45-yard line. Nice run back by Zach Durfee.
Yep, right up the guts, and he picked it up about the 25-yard line and ran up to the 44-yard line. So Blackjacks are going to take over right in the middle of the field.
Of course, Zach Durfee played with the Cambie Lancers last year, was a quarterback and wide receiver, and family moved to Dawson.
Now he's a wide receiver.
Yep, now he's a wide receiver.
And a kickoff.
Yep. All right.
Left-footed.
All right, here's the Blackjacks leading 14-6 here in the second quarter from the 44-yard line. Lee in shotgun. And a snap, and getting the carry is Colton Hughesby up the middle. He picks up about 6-7 yards, gets across the 50-yard line.
Nice hole there, nice run. Hole right up the gut, picks up 6 yards.
So it'll be second and about 4. Ball's in Adrian Dragon territory now. See the coaching staff over there holding big signs up now. And for the plays, here's second down and 4. Shotgun. Again, Hughesby gets the carry right up the middle, and I think he's close to the first down there, Dwayne.
He put his head down and fought for that last. It depends on where they spot it. First down.
Lance Ludo with the tackle for Adrian.
No, they said not.
It's going to be shy.
Third and one.
Ball's on Adrian's 46-yard line. Colton, or Lindblad, the center, ready to snap it to Jake Lee. And Hughesby gets the carry again. 3 times in a row, and he's got the first down and a couple more yards for Colton Hughesby.
So, hard-nosed runner, but another runner there that's not playing that got hurt in the scrimmage is Keaton Schulke.
Yep.
He is over on the sideline there, so... Sure, he's not happy tonight.
No, he'd be out for a couple of weeks, I guess. Talking to Coach Corey Larson. Blackjacks find themselves 1st and 10 now. And the snap, and back to pass. Lee swings it out here, caught by Horton. Or is that, is that Romel?
Yep.
And he gets to another first down. Who was that? Couldn't see the number. I think it's Horton.
Romel Horton.
Can't read those numbers because they're not solid numbers. They're just outline numbers. It gets a little darker here, even with new lights.
So that was a first down for Dawson Boyd. Nice pass from Lee. Just a little short swing pass to the left. And Horton's got some good speed, and he showed it there. So So it's first and 10 again from about the 30-yard line for Dawson Boyd. Here's Bentley getting a carry off right tackle, and not much there, maybe a yard or two.
Looked like he ran a long ways because he got the ball deep in the backfield, but only picked up about, they gave him about 2 yards.
Edwards and Taylor making the tackle for Adrian. And brings up second and 8, just inside about the 29-yard line of the Dragons. So the Blackjacks 29 yards from the end zone, and they got second and 8 here. And there's a snap to Jake, and he'll be back to pass. He's got time. Throws it down deep, and it's caught by NUC guys. Touchdown, Dawson Boyd!
And he high steps into the end zone.
Second touchdown pass from Jake Lee. This one to NUC.
29-yard
touchdown pass.
Right across the middle, like a little slant from the right side over across to the left, and caught it about right in the middle, and high-stepped it into the end zone.
Here's the extra point kick coming from the exchange student from South Korea. Isaac Jang, is it?
Yes.
Okay. He's a left-handed kicker. There's a snap. He's 2 for 2, and the kick is blocked.
Bobbled the snap a little bit there, so it couldn't get it off, and he kicked it, and it went right into the back.
20-6, Dawson Boyd leading Adrian. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Colton Hughesby from the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks football team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services. Chiropractic Care Center in Montevideo treats back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches, sports injuries, and auto accident injuries. Dr. Brad Mosing has over 40 years of experience and would like to help you. To learn more or to make an appointment with Chiropractic Care Center in Montevideo, please call 320-269-7135 for more information. Chiropractic Care Center is located at 525 Legion Drive, Montevideo.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
All right, 20-6, Dawson Boyd leading Adrian. Paul Ramo, Dwayne Hasted here. We're in the second quarter, 6:22 to go. Blackjacks just kicked off. Adrian returns the ball to about the 39-yard line.
It was a big hole there, nice blocking, and he got it up the 39-yard line, so we'll see what the Dragons can do here.
Well, they had a nice drive last time. We'll see what they can do here, the Dragons, and see if the Blackjack defense can stop them. And Wagner back to pass. They're going deep down the sideline to Stamer, and it's caught, and he's knocked down by Olsen at the 35-yard line. Big pass there from Wagner to Stamer.
Yep. Nice pass there, and Michael Olsen was covering it and tripped him up, but number one held on to the ball, and a nice completion there.
That was a long pass, about 5, 10, 15, 20, 25-yard, 30-yard pass. First and 10 for Adrian, now in Blackjack territory. They're down 20-6 to the Blackjacks. And there's the counter play. There goes John again. Dakota John breaks a tackle, and he dives for a first. Oh, no, shy of the first down. Jordan Hasted on the tackle. Dakota John. Oh, he runs low to the ground, doesn't he, Dwayne?
He's got low center of gravity and got some speed.
Ball's at the 25-yard line of Dawson Boyd. And the Dragons quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Wagner takes the ball and quick handoff up the middle, and NUCK is there to make the tackle. A couple of yards there. Ball carrier number 27, Preston Nelson. The ball carrier, his first carry of the night. So a gain of two, it looks like, Dwayne.
Yep, they're going to pound it up the middle there a little bit. They second down and eight. And the Dragons on the move again.
Wide out to the right is number 14, Trace Kremen. Here's the snap, and Dakota John gets the ball, and he's hit hard. Lindblad is there with the tackle along with Hasted. And Colt Lindblad, helmet on helmet there. No gain of the play.
No gain, third and might pick up just a little bit. Third and seven.
So Adrian in blackjack territory here, down 20-6. So under 5 minutes to go before halftime here in the second quarter. And Wagner. Marshall Wagner, sophomore quarterback, takes a snap, hands it off to Dakota John, left half side, gives a stiff arm, and he's hit out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. Colton Hughesby knocks him out of bounds, and Lindblad hits him out of bounds. But that is an Adrian Dragon first down, Dwayne.
They're on the 11-yard line, first and 10. They can get a first down right on the goal line.
Yep, it's first and 10 from the 11, it looks like. Under center's Wagner. He's going to hand it off to Schooner, and he's hit by Lindblad, I think. Gain of a one or so.
Tried to go around the right side, and Lindblad was there, picked up about one.
Oh, that's not Lindblad. Was that Lindblad? Not sure who that was. Irvine on the stop? Okay.
We'll give it to both of them.
Yeah, okay.
It's really hard to read those numbers out there. They're not solid numbers. They're just outlines.
Well, we have to go by. We know the kid's pretty good, so we just have to see how they carry themselves.
Exactly.
Second down and nine. And the snap and a counter play. And looks like Schooner's going to get it off right tackle. And he picks up 3-4 yards, and he's hit hard.
Ooh, he felt that one.
Yep. Looks like N-U-C-K on the tackle.
Nice run there, though. They picked up a few. We got about third down and four inside the 10-yard line. About the 5-yard line.
All right, the ball's at the 5-yard line for Adrian. Third down. They can pick up a first down at the 3-yard line, 2-yard line. Here we go. Schooner in motion, goes to the right. Wagner's going to run it himself. The quarterback trying to get to the outside, and he's dragged down and thrown out of bounds by Horton, is it?
It has to be Horton if you go by the activity.
By his actions, huh?
Yeah, by his actions.
And Wagner, the quarterback, just took it himself, rolled out right.
They lost about a couple yards or 3 yards on that, so it's fourth down.
See if the Blackjack defense can keep Adrian out of the end zone here. 2:45 to play in the second quarter. Here we go.
Fourth and
four. Six. Yep. And Adrian under center on fourth down. Back to pass. Going into the end zone. It's thrown and it is caught. It's touchdown, Adrian. Number one, Stamer. Do you see a flag? No. Touchdown pass, what is that from? 6 yards?
7 yards.
6 yard touchdown pass? To number one, Ian Stamer. And so it's 20-12 now.
With 2 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the to the half. So they're going for two again.
I formation, John and Schooner, and back to. Quarterback throws it again, and it's knocked down there by a Blackjack defender. Is that Olson?
Yep. And Micah Olson knocked the ball down.
And the score is 20-12. Dawson Boyd leading with 2:31 to go. We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
Hello, this is Chris Wozinski, your state representative. I just want to wish our local schools the best of luck this season. The lessons learned in the arena of competition will help forge them into strong, successful adults. If I can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to write or call. It's an honor to serve you at our state's capital. This message was paid for by Wozinski for House.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Check them out on the web at www.thefinerthingsatmonicas.com. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727. Sports also brought to you by Lund Implement Company, located Highway 75 North in Madison, serving farmers in western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota since 1955. They carry AGCO and Massey Ferguson tractors, Gleaner combines, White planters, Heston hay equipment, Bobcat skid steer loaders, versatile four-wheel drive and Genesis tractors, and Simplicity lawn and garden equipment. Lund Implement Company, North Highway 75 in Madison. Call 1-800-598-3155.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
All right, NUCK just returned a kickoff to about the 30-yard line. Blackjacks leading 20-12 here with 2:27 to go before halftime, Dwayne.
Pretty high-scoring game. I didn't think it was going to be quite like this.
Yep. Well, I'm pretty impressed with Adrian the last couple drives.
The last two drives they've done well and been running off the left side and powering it down there. And 20-12 right now with 2:27 to go in the half.
All right, the Blackjacks with the football. They're on the 31-yard line. They're 31-yard line. Lee is under center now. For the first time tonight, and he's going to hand it off to Colton Hughesby. Colton looking for some room to the outside, and he puts his shoulder down, gets the first down, gets to the 45-yard line. What a run by Colton Hughesby.
He inflicted a few little pain there because they're slow to get up. Hughesby, nice runner on the left side, and picked up the first down.
Boy, he's a tough kid, a tough runner. Wouldn't want to try to tackle him.
No, I think would break. He's picked up 15 yards here, so the ball's right on the 45-yard line.
First and 10 for Dawson Boyd. Looking to get some points here before halftime. Leading 20-12. Jake in shotgun now, and he'll hand it off to Bentley. Bentley gets across the 50 and into Adrian territory before he's tackled.
Picks up nine right up the gut. So we're going to have second down and one. Ball on the 46-yard line, Adrian Dragon.
Second down and two, and the shotgun for Jake. He's going to throw it. Swings it out there, and it's dropped at the 40-yard line by NUCK, I believe.
He was wide open. I think he was ready to run.
Hit him right in the numbers.
Yeah, before he caught it, he was ready to go. Wide open over on the left side there.
It'll be third down for Dawson Boyd. 1:37 to play in the second quarter.
Yep, they're going to have to hustle to get.
All right, third down and two, or third and one for Dawson Boyd in Adrian territory on the 46-yard line. Here's the snap, and it's pitched out to Bentley. Bentley not going to get anywhere. He gets the first down. He lunges for the first down.
He wasn't going to go down.
It looked like it was going to be a loss.
Yep, and he drug a couple guys with him, and he picked up about 3 yards. So
it did not look good when that play started. A couple Dragons in the backfield, and
they hit him, and he was just determined to get the first down, and he picked it up.
First and 10 now for the Blackjacks. On the 40.
Blackjacks going to have to get going.
43-yard line.
They got to get going. They only got a minute 10.
Here's the snap. Jake's going to throw it to the right side. Oh, picked off. Intercepted by number 11, Wagner, at the 50-yard line, and he's tackled. So the quarterback comes up with a big interception to stop the Blackjack drive.
Yep. And
Jake never saw him.
Nope. And then Slade Irvine got the tackle. Ball's on the 49-yard line, so see if the Adrian Dragons can do anything with a minute and 8 seconds to go in the half. I'll probably see this have a few long passes here, Paul.
Could be. Ball's on the 49-yard line of Adrian. With
Adrian psyched.
1:08 to go. That was a big turnover there.
Yep, they're going to try to make this a closer game here by half.
High formation, Wagner, going to be back to pass. He throws it out here, and it's dropped. Oh, it went right through his hands. Number five, Borthurms.
Hit him right in the number two again.
Yeah, passed it on the coverage there. Went right through his arms. That was catchable ball there, Dwayne.
Yep, he was right on the sideline there. All he had to do was step out of bounds, and he would have had a nice 10-yard pickup.
A minute three to go here in the second quarter. The score 20-12. This is a big drive here, big opportunity here for Adrian at midfield. Wow. Hand off to John Dakota, and he's hit hard by Hasted. And then, wow. Slade Irvine on the stop there. Lindblad was there, but boy, Jordan Hasted put the hit on him.
Put the hit on him. I think he's going to be feeling it tomorrow.
Just like his grandpa used to hit.
As many years ago, we were there.
Yeah. Third down and five for Adrian. Exactly 1 minute to go here. And the referees have stopped the game here, and they're talking some things over. And, boy, where's the ball at here, Dwayne? Adrian in blackjack territory on the
44-yard line
of the Blackjacks.
And the refs are talking it over here.
Not quite sure what the delay is here, but... Adrian broke the huddle. They want to get up the line of scrimmage, and the referees are still in their huddle.
Could be the clock wasn't started.
So this is the first game for the referees, too, so we'll see how they do.
Perfect night, though.
Oh, it's a beautiful night. Hey, tomorrow night I'm going to be in Wabasso with the Lacapa Valley Eagle football team. And what a game that was last year, Wabasso in Lacapa Valley at Lacapa Valley. Eagles led the whole game, and the Wabasso, Ultramat, the quarterback, remember him?
Yep.
Took it just the last few seconds, took the ball down the field and scored at the very end of the game there. So, and then Wabasso went on to play in the state championship. That's going to be a fun game tomorrow night in Wabasso, Lacapa Valley, and the Rabbits. 7 o'clock kickoff right here on Q92.
So does Wabasso have many of their players back?
No, they don't have Ultramat, I know that. He's going to play baseball at Mankato.
There's going to be a lot of different changes, you know, like Mignota has lost a couple of their players, too, or didn't lose them, but graduated.
I think the referee is going to be talking. The referee's come over to talk with the Adrian head coach here.
Yep.
And Adrian, the head coaches, were talking about something about the time, and the referee's. Looks like they're going to put 7 seconds.
Takes it.
Stop at 53.
There we go. 53 seconds. So they just ran 7 seconds off the clock. Now we're ready to go. And here's it's third and five for Adrian in Blackjack territory. The snap. Here's Dakota Johnson. The tackler gets across the 40, and he's knocked out of, or tackled by Lindblad. And Horton stopping the clock at 42 seconds. That's the first down for Adrian. On the Blackjack 37-yard line, first and 10. Clock is running. Shotgun, we've got a court. Now flag stopped. Looks like Ian Stamer is the quarterback here for... Or a wild
start. False start by the.
False start on Adrian.
Yep, so they can move the ball back.
So the referee marking the yardage out to the 41-yard line of the Blackjacks.
First and 15.
First and 15, and the shotgun is Stamer, number one. Low snap, picks it up. Here comes the rush. He's sacked!
Whoa.
Oh, what a tackle and a hit! By Lindblad.
Lindblad just put his shoulder in the middle and just...
Colton Lindblad just... and there's a couple other Blackjacks. They're bringing the house there, Dwayne.
He drilled him into the ground. Timeout.
11 seconds to go. Timeout on the field. And, boy, was that a hit by Lindblad. And I know there's a couple other Blackjacks there. There wasn't a chance there. They look like they're... I saw a lot of black jerseys, let's just put it that way, and then Lindblad's finishing them off on the ground.
They just said, let the cattle out, and they sure went at them. 11.2 seconds to go here. Score, Dawson Boy Blackjack 20, Adrian Dragons 12. Close game here. Well-fought game so far. Adrian's going to do. Probably going to air this out. Second and 22.
Yeah, it's going to be Adrian. Well, they got 11 seconds. Going to get a couple.
Yeah. I would think the Blackjacks will drop back a ways. No, it's only 11 seconds here. Play a little softer defense.
All right, here we go. Stamer under center. Not sure why Wagner's not there, but here's Stamer going to throw the ball, and he throws it over the middle. It's incomplete with 6 seconds to play. And so it'll bring up fourth down.
Pass over
third,
the middle.
Third down, excuse me.
Third down and 22 to go. There's 6 seconds to go, so... probably one more pass.
Well, Mineota and Sleepy Eye is in Sleepy Eye tonight, and it's 8-8 at the half.
Oh.
8-8 at the half, Mineota and Sleepy Eye, yeah. All right, here it's a third and 22 for Adrian. And now another timeout called. And the referees. No, we're good there. 50-yard. The ball's right on the 50-yard line. Adrian with the football. One play left. Here's the back
to
pass.
They're
going for
it.
The bomb, and it's going to be intercepted. And the clock will run off, but Durfee's going to try to run it back. Here's Zach Durfee with the football, trying to run it back. We got a flag thrown there. And now Durfee's looking to the other side of the field, and he's cut down by Stamer. And that'll end the half, but I saw a flag fly there. And
I think it's on the Blackjacks holding over there, but I don't know. We got cross country guys here.
All right, we've got some halftime guests coming up.
Yep, they're going to talk about their cross country meet this afternoon.
Yeah, I think the flag they picked it up, or
yep, I think. Well, they're talking about it over there. And I think they picked it up.
That'll be halftime, I think.
Halftime.
Yep, we're at halftime. Oh, pretty good first half.
Yeah, it's a fun game to watch.
Yep.
20. Dawson Boy Blackjack 20.
Dawson Boy leading Adrian 20-12. Oh, wait, we're going to keep it right here. Now the referee's talking to the Adrian coaches here. And maybe we're not at halftime yet.
Well,
we got holding. They're calling the Signy holding on Dawson Boy decline. And so that should be halftime then. There we go. Now it's official, Dwayne.
There we go.
20-12, Blackjacks leading Adrian at the half. We'll be back with the Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report in a couple minutes.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And sports brought to you by Klein Bank in Madison. Come on in and enjoy friendly personal service, including drive-up service, 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. For all of your financial needs, see Klein Bank in Madison, member FDIC.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lackprow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. from Premium Senex Ruby Fuel, Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, Premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more. There's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience? All their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo here at RB Clay Field in Dawson. And the Blackjacks have a 20-12 lead over the Adrian Dragons. And interesting first half. We'll talk with Dwayne Halstead here in a little bit. But we have a guest up here in the press box. My goal was to cover the cross-country meet in Appleton today, Lockerpaw Valley Dawson Boyd cross-country teams. We're going to talk about the cross-country teams here, the boys and the girls. Zeke Sather is up here with us, and thanks for coming up, Zeke.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, so you guys had your home meet today.
Yes, we did at Appleton.
Okay, how'd you do?
I got third place, and my team placed first.
All right.
Along with the girls.
All right, so well, let's back it up. Monday you started your season in Morris. How'd that go for you?
Our team did very well. Everyone was very, very happy with their times, I believe.
And you, what place did you get up in Morris?
Our team placed first, which is one of our top goals because we actually beat one of the teams that were ranked ahead of us in state.
Okay, is that West Central?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I heard they got a good cross-country team as well, huh?
Yeah, they are.
So how'd you do up in Morris? First of all, talk about the guys on the Lockerbaugh Valley Dawson Boyd cross-country team.
Okay, so we have Mikey Kowal, who is our top runner, and then I'm at second, and okay. Then we have Mason Bramer at third, and Griffin Johnson, our newest recruit,
okay.
At fourth, and then
he's
Ian.
He's never been out for cross-country before?
No, he hasn't. He's been a great addition to our cross-country team.
Wow, I didn't know Griffin could run.
Yeah. and then fifth, we have Ian Allpress. And we have Peyton Sterud and Kobe Deuce.
Okay. So you took first in Morris on Monday, and you took first today in Appleton.
Yep.
And how the individuals do? Do you have that in your head? you said you took third?
Yep. Okay. In Appleton, I took third. Mikey took second.
Okay. Who came in first from where?
He's from Morris.
Okay.
I don't know his name. But.
Okay.
And then... Mason Bramer came in at 6th, and Griffin Johnson at 7th, and then I do not know for
okay,
sure.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And did you get a report how the girls did, the Lockerbaugh Valley Dawson Boyd girls today?
They also won. Bella actually won individually also.
Again, didn't
yeah.
She won in Morris, too, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, that was her first time, too, so it's pretty exciting for her.
Wow, a lot of exciting things here happening in the cross-country teams then, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, so when's your next meet, Zeke?
Our next meet is in Milbank on Saturday.
This Saturday?
No,
following Saturday.
Yes, Saturday.
Okay. That's always an interesting meet over in Milbank, isn't it?
It is.
So
it's different running with South Dakota rules over there.
So. Okay, yeah. And that's an interesting golf course there that you run on. I've
yeah.
been there many times, yeah. You're looking forward to going up to Malacca this year?
Oh, yeah, we're all stoked trying to defend our championship from last year.
That's right. You guys won that last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. And get back to state. That's the goal, right?
Yep, that's the goal.
Where's the sections this year for cross country?
I believe they're in Laverne.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we hosted that last year, didn't we?
Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations on a win again. You swept again today.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool. So we're looking forward to covering the cross-country teams here down the road then, Zeke.
Yep. Thanks, Paul.
All right, thanks. That's Zeke Sather from the Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boyd cross-country team. And I'm not sure where Dwayne went, but just go through some of the scoring here before we turn it back to the studio for a couple minutes. Just hang on, Zeke, for a second. Dawson Boyd led 14-0 after the first quarter on a 34-yard touchdown pass from Lee to Zach Durfee. That was on fourth down. And then a big interception by Olson of the Blackjacks turned that into points. Bentley Boyk went 55 yards for the touchdowns, and the Blackjacks jumped out to a 14-0 lead. And that's the end of the first quarter. And then Adrian got on the board with a one-yard touchdown run after the Blackjacks went for it on fourth down and failed, and the Dragons got the ball on the 35-yard line of Dawson Boyd, and they went right down the field and scored. And then a big pass from Lee to Josh Nuck from 29 yards out, making it 20-6. Adrian came right back with a 6-yard touchdown pass to Stamer, making it 20-12, and that's where we're at halftime. 20-12, Dawson Boyd leading the Adrian Dragons. And as I mentioned, Mineota is at Sleepy Eye tonight, and they're tied up 8-8 at the half. And that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. We'll turn it back to the studio for a couple minutes and come back with the second half between Dawson Boyd and Adrian right after this.
We're at Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. And Monica, fall is here. Are the new fall fashions in?
Right now, we're going fall into fashion at Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson. And we have tons of new coats in, jean jackets, sweaters, vests, purses, jewelry, pants, everything, leggings. You name it, Terry, I got it. And if I don't, I'll get it. And, Terry, I got a special thing coming up, my 11-year bash.
That's hard to believe. 11 years already.
God willing that I'm still here then, and I'm blessed to be in this area September 12th through the 15th. Daily giveaways, and on that Friday, as usual, I'm serving hot chicken sandwiches, chips, and salsa, and I want to see every one of my fashionistas and their men here that day.
What are your hours?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 till 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
That's Monica Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson, and be sure to watch and listen for Fashionista Friday.
Go Blackjacks and all the surrounding teams.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3344. $39.99. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Johnson Memorial Health Services of Dawson, a fully integrated health care provider serving you with modern state-of-the-art equipment and a competent caring staff. With clinic, hospital, nursing home, home health, hospice, and outreach services, Johnson Memorial has the services you need in a small-town atmosphere. Massage therapy, physical and occupational therapy, and cardiac rehab also available at Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, your partner in health. Sports also brought to you by Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting in Madison, Minnesota. For complete accounting, call 598-3327. Melissa Heinrich and Julie Ludvigson do business accounting, payroll, tax preparation, and more. See them at their office in the Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Law Building in Madison. That's Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, Madison.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by the Bellingham Farmers Co-op Elevator of Bellingham. The Bellingham Elevator has the latest up-to-date technology to handle all your fuel, oil, gas, seed, fertilizer, and farm delivery needs. They handle Senex products where their energy comes through. The latest markets can be caught at BellinghamFarmersCoop.com. Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Midwest Power Sports on East Highway 12 in Milbank, South Dakota, where their goal is complete customer satisfaction. Midwest Power Sports carries boats, motors, trailers, Polaris, and Ranger ATVs. Stop by Midwest Power Sports for all of your recreational sports needs or call 605-432-9111.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a 65-bed skilled nursing facility, 12-bed critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, welcome back to RB Clay Field. Paul Ramo and Dwayne Hasted here, Dwayne, and we got a few minutes before the start of the kickoff here between Dawson Boyd and Adrian, the Blackjacks leading. Adrian, 20-12. Your thoughts on the first half, Dwayne?
Hey, we got a game. Kind of, you know, talked probably a little bit too big before the game here, Paul, when we had that first run.
Yep.
I think by Boyk, and had a holding and had to take the touchdown away. And then after that, it became a battle. And Dawson Boyd has some experienced big runners back there, and they've done very well. But Adrian's kind of stopped them a little bit in towards the end of the halftime, and Adrian just kept pounding and pounding the ball and off the left side, and had a couple nice passes down the left side, and got back in the ball game. And I think we're going to have a good second half again.
That's right. 20-12, the score. Dawson Boyd leading Adrian here. And I want to thank Zeke Sather of the Lockport Valley Dawson Boyd cross country team for coming up and being my halftime guest. And they took, boys and girls took first place again. Boy, they got an outstanding cross-country team. It's going to be fun watching them throughout the whole season.
Yeah, Zeke was sure happy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was all smiles.
I've been watching Zeke for a number of years run, and he's a good runner.
Yep. Tennis results, Lockport Valley Dawson Boyd, they were up in Sauk Center this afternoon, and they lost to Sauk Center to the Main Streeters 5-2. Winning at number one singles was Anna Hacker, and the number two singles team of Jessica Sigdahl and Rachel Halverson, they won in doubles. So tennis season well underway, and once again some scores to pass along to you. In the Southwest District halftime, Mineota at Sleepy Eye, and they were tied up 8-8. And Tracy Milroy Ballatin at home against Yellow Medicine East 18-0 at the half there. So
kind of a surprise there with Mineota, 8-8 at halftime.
Yep.
Usually, even if it is tied, they usually have more points than 8.
Well, last year they averaged over 50 points a game.
So that's pretty low scoring for them.
Yep.
But then they're missing a couple of their big studs from last year. So
yeah, they always replace them, though, somehow.
You know, Dawson Boyd, yeah, don't they? There's Dawson Boyd plays Mineota Vikings next weekend here, and that'll be a good battle. Dawson Boyd is young. It would have been nice to meet him farther down the road, but you meet him when you can.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Thanks for reminding me. Mineota here at RB Clay Field next Friday night. And should be always a good game when them two get together, that's for sure.
Oh, that's a battle. That's kind of the rivalry right there.
Tomorrow night I'll be in Wabasso with the Lockapaw Valley Eagle football team as they open up their season. And looking forward to that game as well.
Have they moved that one up?
Not that I heard of yet.
I've heard they're kind of getting excited about the weather.
Yeah, Ortonville is at Springfield, but, you know, Springfield had that major flooding in their ball fields and stuff, so they moved that up. Some thunderstorms and heavy rain is supposed to be coming through the area tomorrow night sometime, so that's why they moved that game up. I know my son, who's on the Foley coaching staff, they just moved their game up as well. They play Glencoe Silver Lake tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock up in Foley.
Well, we're going to about start the second half.
All right, here you go. Adrian kicking off to the Blackjacks to start the third quarter, and the ball goes to Horton, at about the 15-yard line. Romero brings it up. He's got speed, cuts it to the outside, across the 35, 40, 40, 50, 45, and he's knocked out of bounds. Good return by Horton.
He's got speed. He got out to the outside, and he went down the far sideline up to the 45-yard line. So we'll see if Coach Larson got him pepped up, because they kind of took a little break at the end of the half there, so we'll see what they can do here the second half.
Nice return by Horton.
Oh, I thought he made it farther. He only got to the 48-yard line, but
stepped
still
out of bounds.
Nice run, though. First and 10 from 48.
From the Blackjack 48-yard line, and Jake Lee, the quarterback, he's a senior, in shotgun from the 48 of the Blackjacks. Hand off to Bentley, up the middle, and Bentley gets across the 50, almost to the 45 of the Dragons.
Then he moves the pile.
You know, Bentley carried the ball quite a few times the first couple series, and then really he didn't carry it hardly at all the rest of the half.
Well, maybe they'll go back to him. That was just a straightforward blocking scheme going up the middle, and Blake just followed his blockers.
So it'll be a ball on the Adrian Dragon 47-yard line, second down, and five for the Blackjacks. Long snap count. Handoff goes to Bentley, I believe. He's up the middle. Gets a good run. Still on his feet. There goes Blake. He's fighting off tacklers, and he's inside the 20-yard line, or close to the 20, I think.
Down to about the 20-yard line of the...
Wow, nice run. Adrian Dragon's hanging all over him.
No, he had a nice hole through the line there, and then he kind of popped it out to the right side and had a couple Adrian Dragons hanging on him, but he's hard to bring down.
Zach Durfee goes wide right. He has a touchdown in the first quarter, and Horton to the left. It's first and 10 for Dawson Boyd. Hand off to Bentley. Bentley gets a big hole to the left side, and he's cut down at about the 15 by number 14, Kremen.
Nice open field tackle there. He took down Blake, and taking down Blake by himself when he's in the wide open field is quite an accomplishment.
Looks like the ball's just outside the 10-yard line. And so we'll call it the 11. So good with a nice, see what a nice kickoff return does for you?
Yeah, you get good field position.
Blake in the backfield along with Hughesby. It's first and 10 from the 11-yard line. We're in the third quarter. It's 20-12, Dawson Boyd. Here's a counter play to Hughesby. He's got room, stiff arm, and Colton is into the end zone. Touchdown, Colton Hughesby. What a stiff arm.
Stiff arm, and he held his feet right down the sideline, and he held stadium's bounds, and good balance there, and touchdown by Hughesby.
Boy, some nice blocking on the left side, too, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Wow.
He got around there, and kind of a counter play, faked a break, and then countered back with Hughesby, and Hughesby went around the left side and into the end zone for six.
Looks like they're going to go for two here. Blackjacks are leading 26-12. Well, that was a big score to start the third quarter. Here we go. It looks like we got Hughesby in shotgun, and Colton's going to take the snap. He's going to run it to the right side, and he's in with a two-point conversion, Colton Hughesby.
Snapped it to Hughesby. I heard that they had practiced that in practice, so obviously it worked. So.
All right, take a quick break. The Blackjacks score first here in the third. It's 28-12, Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by ABC Appleton Building Center, your home-owned hometown building center downtown Appleton. See them for all your building needs, including dimension lumber, deck material, shingles, and more. They have Larson combination doors and Anderson windows. ABC Appleton Building Center. Brought to you by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is Olson Seeds. Service is what they are all about. Olson Seeds is your Asgrow and DeKalb seed dealer. Contact Scott Sieg with any questions you may have at 320-226-4303. Olson Seeds supports local high school athletics and is a Q92 sports booster.
Paul Ray, game with Dwayne Hasted here back here at RB Clay Field. 28-12 Blackjacks on an 11-yard touchdown run by Colton Huseby. And the two-point conversion by Colton Dwayne.
Yeah, they snapped it right back to him, and we got the kickoff here.
And it's going to go to number 14. Kremen, and he goes right up the middle, and he's hit hard.
Kremen on the return.
Who was that?
57
of the Blackjacks. Keaton Haas, a ninth grader.
Hit him well.
Keaton Haas with the tackle, a freshman.
Lit him up.
He did.
Back in my day, they would have said, helping you up, welcome to the game of football.
Well, the Blackjacks score. That was a good drive. Good kick return by Horton to set that drive up. Here's the Dragons. And their quarterback back under center, Wagner, and he's going to keep it himself. He's actually going to throw it. Swings it on here. Caught by Schooner and tackled there by Horton and number 52 of the Blackjacks, Liebel.
Wrapped down by number 3, Romel Horton.
You can see the Blackjack numbers when they're right in front of us.
Yeah, very well.
Dwayne and I were just commenting how nice the new lights are. It really lights it up here now.
Lights up the whole field, which is the way it's supposed to be, not like it was last year.
Brand new poles. Gruel Electric did the wiring, and the Ottertail Power put
there.
The poles up. Here's a handoff to Dakota John. He's hit right away by Boyk.
Boyk stop right, maybe gained a half a yard.
Stone Irvine also on the stop.
Third and three. So we'll see if the time for the Blackjacks to play some defense here and get a stop.
Ball's on the 34-yard line of Adrian. And it's third and three, as Dwayne mentioned. 9:08 to play here in the third quarter. 28-12, Dawson Boyd, hand off the stool, and he's hit at the ankles as he got the football. Hasted and Horton.
He's right up. First down, just by inches.
Oh, yeah, he got the first down, didn't he?
Yep. Okay. That was close.
Pronouncing his name wrong, it's Snore. Brandon Snore, 6'2", 190-pounder, number 41 for the Dragons. First and 10 for Adrian on the 36-yard line. Back to, he's going to hand off. Oh, he's hit hard. Holy cow, Stone Irvine almost took the handoff himself.
He did. He got in the backfield. He got through the line, and it's either a yard loss or no gain. Nice play there.
We've seen some good hits. The sophomore, 6'2", Stone Irvine, put the hammer down there.
Yep. They need to get a little bit more aggressive like that. They need to stop them instead of let them get through that front line.
And still can't get over Keaton Haas's tackle on the kickoff there.
That was nice. Welcome to the game of football.
Second down and 10 for Adrian. Hand off to Dakota John. And he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Boy, there's some heavy-duty hitting going on there at the line of scrimmage right now.
There was a pile of Blackjacks on that one.
Colton Huseby getting up last off the pile, along with Lindblad and Irvine.
Do you think he learned that trick like us? If you're the last guy up, you get the tackle, right?
Boy, the Blackjacks defense here to start this half. Wow.
Yeah, that's tough. They're hitting hard. Both teams are hitting hard.
So it's third down and 9. The Dragons need to get out to about the 47-yard line here. They need 9 yards to do that. Back to pass is Wagner. Swings it out. It's caught by number 14, Kremen, and he's tackled way short of the first down.
Nice open field tackle there by Hasted.
And so it'll be fourth down. Let's see what the Adrian coaching staff does. They're going to go for it or punt the ball away.
I would guess they would punt.
28-12. The clock is running at 7:05 to go into third. And the ball is where's the ball at on the 44-yard?
43-yard line?
43-yard line.
Looks like they're going for it.
Zach Durfee's back just in case.
All right, coming up again.
Wagner's under center. They're going for it on fourth down. There's a snap. Dakota John gets it. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage.
Nowhere.
NUCK is there. And a host of other blackjacks. Number 71, Austin Moan.
Had good penetration and stopped them, so balls turned over to the blackjacks on fourth down. And the blackjacks pick up the ball on the 42-yard line of the Adrian Dragons.
So good field position here for Dawson Boyd, already leading 28-12.
Whoa, we got injury over on.
Oh, you got a blackjack down, I see. It looks like a cramp. And you usually get them the first couple games, don't you?
Yeah, especially when it's a little warmer.
Yeah. So, injury.
You used to take salt pills. They don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore?
No, no.
We used to suck them salt pills down like they were candy.
Yeah, they were. They thought. The coaches thought they were candy.
They don't do that anymore, huh?
Oh, I don't think that was good for us.
Oh. That was back in the 70s, Dwayne.
Yeah. Way back there.
Yep.
Can't even remember that far back, except for them salt pills.
Both Dwayne and I played for the Madison Dragons, and we loved playing the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, didn't we?
That was our arch rivals back then, boy.
Yep.
That was hard-hitting.
Who were
game.
Some of the Blackjacks on those teams in the 70s when they played?
Well, Jimmy Prestall was there, and the Boffin boys, and Garney Jagger, and all the whole slew of them then.
Yeah, we did pretty good. We
did okay.
Yeah. Did we win? Did we beat the Blackjacks? Do you remember any? I don't. Must be the concussions we had.
I had 9 concussions back then. They'd never let me play.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Blackjacks. The injuries is taken care of, and it's 1st and 10 for Dawson Boyd. Jake Lee and shotgun, and Adrian Tick going to throw it deep down the field, and it is caught!
Oh, he's got it!
And he goes in. Is it a touchdown?
Touchdown.
Is it a touchdown? It is a touchdown!
Nice pass all the way down to the end zone, and he is bobbling the ball.
Is that Durfee again? I think it is. I think that's Durfee. Yes, it's Zach Durfee. Sorry about that, folks. Hard to see the numbers, but Durfee.
We're going
to
go paint them numbers over this next week so we can read the. But nice pass, aired it out.
How long was that?
It's 44 yards, 40-some yards. We could stretch it to 40.
All right, we'll say
37 yards.
Okay.
Nice pass right in the front end of the end zone.
Yeah, Lee laid it right in there.
Yep.
He was covered well, too. Here's a two-point conversion. Lee's going to keep it himself. No, he's going to throw it. And it looks like Hughesby caught it. It's good.
Yeah.
Two-point conversion is good. And the Blackjacks lead 36-12. How about that?
Kind of separated themselves a little bit. Dawson Boyd must have got a little pep talk at halftime.
We'll take a break and be right back with more Blackjack football right here on Q92.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis. And another of our sports boosters, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, for tree trimming, tree removal, moving of large trees, and many other services. Contact Rise Nursery and Tree Service in Porter. Put their many years of service to work for you. Call them directly at 507-829-4614. That's 507-829-4614 for Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Porter.
All right, the Blackjacks strike again, 36-12. They lead Adrian, and what a pass from Jake Lee to Zach Durfee.
Yeah, 37 yards to the front end of the end zone, and he was kind of didn't quite have the handle on it, but held on right in the end zone.
And he was covered well, Dwayne.
Yeah, very well. And nice pass, nice catch.
36-12 with 6:35 to play here in the third quarter. Durfee kicking for Dawson Boyd, and he kicks it to the left, and it's picked up there by number 14.
And Clement,
he's dead again. Who's that? Olsen? Or somebody got him again. Wow. Good coverage by the Blackjack kickoff team.
The far side of that kickoff team sure hit them good, and where they got 17-yard line? Or
yep. So Adrian has the football, 1st and 10. 17-yard line, it looks like. First and 10 for the Dragons. Their quarterback is a sophomore, Marshall Wagner. He's under center from the 17-yard line, and he hands off, and he's hit right away. Oh, one of the blackjack linemen wrapped the running back up and threw him down. And a good tackle there. As soon as we can find out who it was there, Dwayne.
You know, there's four of us here trying to figure out the number, and we can't do it. And we're going to go back to these football
71.
Jersey designers and tell them they got to color that number in.
Yep, that was Austin Moen with the tackle. 6'1", sophomore, 205 pounds. Clock running, 5:53 to go in the third. Blackjacks lead 36-12. Here's a pass, and it's picked off. Oh, somebody almost had a interception, and he could have ran it in for a touchdown. And Horton is holding his hand there. He's hurt.
I think he hurt his pride. No, he's hurt. He hit his hand.
Boy, if he had hung on to that, he would have could have walked it into the end zone there.
Yeah, he had the ball about the 20-yard line and wide open to the left side here. And see if he can shake that off. He isn't taking his helmet off over there, but he's looks like he's in pain.
Third down and 11 for the Dragons. As they break the huddle, they come up to the line of scrimmage, which is about the 15-yard line. Here's a snap back to pass Wagner. He's got a rush. Now he's going to run with it. He's in trouble.
Oh.
And he's tackled. Oh. And there's a flag thrown. And let's see. It might be a face mask. Dawson, that was Lindblad.
He was chasing him down, but I don't know if Lindblad had the...
Colton Lindblad finished him off strong there.
Yeah, he finished him off, but the flag's back in the... in the pile in the middle.
Oh, it might be on Adrian.
Yep,
it is going to be on Adrian.
Well, you don't need to push it. You can't push it much farther back.
Holding on the Dragons, declined by the Blackjacks.
Makes sense.
And it'll bring up fourth down. They're backing them up inside the five, it looks like.
Yeah. Who had that tackle? Was your
Colton chance. Lindblad.
Colton Lindblad sure had his number.
Colton, the Blackjacks looking good here, and they're going to punt out of the end zone. Adrian's punting out of the end zone. Stamer, the punter, standing in the back of the end zone. Here's a snap, and it's almost blocked, and Horton's back in. And Rommel picks it up at the 35, goes down the sideline, knocked out of bounds. Horton. And, boy, the Blackjacks going to have the great field position here against Adrian.
Horton isn't afraid to go after that ball. He picked it up right on the sideline. There was a couple Adrian guys just looking at the ball, and he picked it up, and he picked up about, I don't know, 10, 15 yards down the sideline.
5:30 to play, 36-12. 21-yard line? 21-yard line. The Blackjacks have the ball on 21 yards out from the end zone, Dragon territory. And Jake Lee looking at his wrist band and ready to go out of shotgun from the 18. Here's a snap, and Bentley gets the carry up the middle, bounces off a Dragon. Look at him go up the middle. What a strong run by Bentley Boyk.
He's got some powerful legs. Right up the gut, had a hole there. Picked up about 8 yards. Second and two.
Looks like the ball's on the 15-yard line of the Dragons. Got two wide receivers wide right. That's Horton. I'm not sure who the other one is, but here's a snap to Jake. And he's going to give it to Bentley. He's going left side. And a stiff arm. Boyk scores. Touchdown. Bentley Boyk from 15 yards out.
Made that look easy. And he ran through two Adrian Dragons.
Bentley Boyk with his second touchdown of the night. He went first quarter. He had 55 yards.
He's racking up some yards tonight. We got 42-12 right now with 4:49 to go in the third quarter.
And it looks like they're going to go for two again. They're going to go for two again. Jake Lee on a shotgun for the two-point conversion. One set back, that's Boyk. They're going to throw it out here, caught by Horton. And Rommel's going to walk in the end zone with a two-point conversion. It's good. It's 44-12 Blackjack. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Five Star Gesswein Motors on U.S. Highway 15, Melbank. Gesswein Motors has one of the largest selections of new and used vehicles, has been in business for over 40 years. You can browse their lot by going to their website at GesswineMotors.com or call Jim at 800-442-5545. Like Jim says, no one sells for less, and we're worth the drive. Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, keeping pace with all of the latest advancements in the world of communications with local commitment, global solutions. Check out their website at aceracoop.net.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo and Dwayne Hasted here at RB Clay Field, and all of a sudden it was kind of a close halftime, 20-12, the Blackjacks.
Exploding
here in the third quarter.
Yeah, 44-12.
Third touchdown of the quarter.
They got it figured out right now. They're really on the roll. Adrian Dragons kind of look like they're holding their heads a little low. Pretty tough hitting out there, though.
Zach Durfee is teeing the ball up at the 40-yard line. We got 4:49 to play in the third. Paul Ramo, Dwayne Hasted here.
Perfect night for football.
Oh, just gorgeous.
There's still a little wind. The wind is going across the field now. It used to be going from west to east, but got a little side wind, but the wind has died down.
All right, here's the kick. And it's a line drive kick, and it goes right to number 14, and that's Kremen, and he is tackled. About the 30-yard line by Hasted with the tackle there. Well, Mineota is up 16-8 on Sleepy Eye right now. Hannon to Hannon for a 50-yard touchdown pass.
Does that surprise you?
I'm not sure what Hannon's, but it says Hannon to Hannon for a 50-yard touchdown pass.
Dices and goes on forever.
So Mineota leads Sleepy Eye there. 16-8, and here's the snap. Adrian, oh, he's hit from behind, and was that Austin Mullen again?
Austin Mullen beat the ball back there. He shot through the line and got the quarterback and threw him to the ground.
Boy, the Blackjacks are hitting hard tonight.
Austin is awesome.
And these are young kids we're talking about here.
That's sophomore.
Yep.
There's what? Five sophomores out there right now on the defense.
Okay. 44-12 Blackjacks here in the third quarter. Adrian with the football. Ball's on the 27-yard line. Their 27-yard line. Wagner under center. And a quick handoff up the middle. And a fumble on the play. And the Blackjacks say they recover it. NUCK picks the loose ball up. And the Blackjacks have the football. Must have been a bad exchange there between Wagner and the running back. And Dawson Boyd gets the ball. Second turnover of the night for Adrian.
Blackjacks put everybody up on that line and just attacked. It must have scared them, and they dropped the ball, and NUCK came up with it. And so the Blackjacks have great field position again, about the 30-yard line.
Ball's right on the Adrian Dragon 30-yard line, and Jake Lee, the senior quarterback, out of shotgun, takes the snap. He's going to roll right. He's looking to throw it. He wants to throw it back. Now he's going to throw it to the right side, and it's caught by Horton. He escapes the tackler. 10, 5, touchdown! Horton scores for Dawson Boyd. What a nice play by the Blackjacks.
He had a lot of time. Jake Lee had a lot of time to be passing back there, and he kind of scrambled off to the right side, Horton was wide open, and Horton did the rest, ran the last 20 yards, and he has tremendous speed. Doesn't he?
Wow.
He goes like a crazy man.
He had the ball out in one hand when he got to the 10-yard line.
Yep, he was going to make it.
Nice job by the offensive line giving Jake time. Jake wanted to throw the ball to the left side, didn't he?
Sure did.
Here's a snap, Durfee the holder, and the kick by the exchange student, Jane from South Korea, is good. And the Blackjacks now lead 51-12. We'll be right back.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health Services, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health Services.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202. Whitnable Development Properties also has storefront space available on Main Street in Madison.
Well, the Blackjacks have turned it on here in the third quarter, leading 51-12 now. Boy, they've scored one, two, three, four touchdowns here, Dwayne, in the third quarter.
Yep.
Last one, a 30-yard touchdown pass from Lee to Horton.
They have 31 points in this quarter.
And Durfee kicks off.
Nice kick.
And it goes right to number 14, Kremen, and he goes up the middle, and he's across the, gets to the 40-yard line. Good run back by Kremen. Tackled by Haas again. Number 8 or 6.
That's what you need on the kickoff team. You need some of these younger guys to step up and do a little damage out there. And Haas has been doing that. He's got at least two tackles on the kickoff.
I think that was the fifth touchdown pass Jake Lee has tonight. He's got two to Durfee. Here's a first and 10 for Adrian from the 40-yard line. Handoff goes to number 41, Schnorr. And he's tackled by Halstead. And number Jordan Halstead. He's had your grandson's had a number of tackles here tonight.
Well, he should be happy out there. He's excited, and he seems to be involved in the play, so.
Second down and 8. A gain of 2 there for Schnorr, the running back for Adrian. Blackjacks defense ready. Wagner to snap. And a quick handoff, a quick hitter up the middle to the fullback there. He gets almost to the 49, shy of the first down. That's Dakota John. With the carry again.
About 8 yards. They got third down and about 2 yards to go. Another big play here, but they'd probably go for it on the fourth down if it comes to that.
Yeah, they need about a good 2 yards for the first down. The ball's on the 48-yard line of the Vikings. Of the Dragons, excuse me. Here's a handoff, he's got the first down. That was Dakota John, number 24. Boy, he runs really low to the ground, doesn't he?
He sure does. He gets across the 50-yard line where we're sitting right on, and you can see he just got across the 50, so we have first down on the 49-yard line of the Blackjacks.
Paul Ramo, Dwayne Hassett here at RB Clay Field on a beautiful Thursday night for high school football. First and 10 for Adrian. In Blackjack territory on their 49-yard line, Wagner in motion goes Dakota John to the left. Here's a snap, and Schnorr gets the carry, and he puts his head down. He gets to the 45-yard line before he's being tackled by a couple of Blackjacks. Number 71 there, Austin Moen again.
Number 71, Austin Moen in on the stop.
Austin's been on a number of tackles here, especially in the second half.
Six for the Dragons.
Austin looks like a big boy out there.
You know, with the with the running backs at Hughesby and Boyk, and the run, and the wide receivers got a lot of speed. Boy, you know, this young offensive line, they mature during the course of the year. Blackjacks could be a really solid team there by the end of the year.
Exactly.
No key injuries. Here's second down. Wagner, the quarterback, nice. Keeps it himself. Durfee pushes him to the ground along with number 54, Stone Irvine. Got him first.
Yeah, you know,
he
got
sophomore.
Yeah, you know, you got twins out there. You know, they're 58, not 58, but 54 and 51 are out there as sophomores, and they're big boys.
51-12 with 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Blackjacks leading. They've really put some numbers up here in the third quarter. Adrian has not scored in the third quarter here. And right now it's here's a snap and a handoff to Schnorr off right tackle. He breaks it, gets it in the secondary, gets to the 30-yard line. Tackle made by number 51, Slade Irvine.
Yep, he was hit by Micah Olson first and kind of lost his balance. And then Irvine brought him down, but he got into the backfield there.
I think that was the biggest run of the night. Well, they had a 50-yarder. Anyway, that'll be the end of the third quarter. It's Dawson Boyd, 51, Adrian, 12. We'll take a break and be right back.
A longtime sports booster is Dr. Brad Mosing of Mosing Chiropractic Montevideo. Dr. Brad's mission is improving the lives of others. Dr. Brad Mosing can help you deal with injuries resulting from auto accidents, sports, work, and even help you target your nutritional needs. Office hours are Monday through Fridays, 8 to 6, and he's located at 525 Legion Drive, Suite 1, Montevideo. You can call for an appointment at 320-269-7135. That's Dr. Brad Mosing. Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Paul Ramo and Dwayne Astead here at R.B. Clay Field on this Thursday night, season opener for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Adrian Dragons. And we're going to start the fourth quarter here, Dwayne, with the Blackjacks leading 51-12.
You know, the Vikings controlled the second quarter completely, and then they got 12 points, and the Blackjacks absolutely dominated the third quarter, came back and scored 31 points in that third quarter. So it's 51-12, and right now the ball game's all Blackjacks.
Yeah, their scores came 11-yard touchdown. This is just in the third quarter, 11-yard touchdown run by Colton Hughesby, a 37-yard touchdown pass to Zach Durfee from Lee, and a 15-yard run by Bentley Boyk, and a 30-yard touchdown pass from Lee to Horton. Those are the four scores there for the Blackjacks in the third quarter. So here we go, the start of the fourth quarter. Adrian with the football. They're in Blackjack territory on the 29-yard line of Dawson Boyd. And it's first and 10 for Adrian as they put 12 minutes up on the scoreboard. And Schnorr will get the carry off right tackle. Picks up about 3 yards after being tackled. Try to get some updates for you here with the Minnesota Sleepy Eye game and also TMB and YME playing each other.
I would say TMB is ahead because YME at the scrimmage looked pretty weak.
Okay. We'll get that update here in a minute. Anyway, it's second down and 7 for the Dragons. And going in motion, and here's the snap. And oh, he's tackled the quarterback. Didn't even get a chance to hand the ball off. And guess who? Austin Moen does it again. Throws Wagner down to the ground.
Austin is sure getting off the ball there and getting into the backfield and threw him down. And so lost about four or five yards on that, so it's going to be third and 11.
Yeah, he came in untouched. And I don't know what the quarterback, Wagner, was going to do, if he was going to pass it or
looks
hand
like
it off.
Kind of roll it out,
roll it out
to the left side here, but Austin caught him and threw him to the ground.
Third down and 11 for Adrian. Blackjack territory here at about the 30-yard line. And John in motion. Here's a handoff to Schnorr off right tackle, and nothing there. It'll bring up fourth down. Fourth and a long, probably 8 or 9 yards to go here for Adrian. And you CK on the tackle for Dawson Boyd.
So we got fourth down here. So fourth and nine, long nine. But they're in fourth down territory, and they got to go for it. They only got 12 points so far.
Boys, there are a lot of people here watching this football game tonight.
There's cars all the way from the baseball field, all the way around the field here.
Behind us, even.
Behind us. Probably even a couple deep.
Fourth down for Adrian. Fourth and nine. And going forward, of course, down 51 to 12. Here's the snap. And Wagner back the pass, throws it down over the middle.
It's caught!
By number 14, he's dragged down from behind. Kremen with the reception.
Nice pass over the middle to number 14.
And I'm not sure who made the tackle there, but boy, a big fourth down pass there by Adrian.
And they're just outside the goal line. Ball's on about the, I don't know, 4 yard line?
5 yard line, first and goal, Adrian.
About the 2 yard line, I guess. We'll say the 2 yard line. And Wagner brings his teammates up to the line of scrimmage. First and goal for the Adrian Dragons. Handoff goes to the first running back through, and he's in. Touchdown, Adrian, from 2 yards out. And that was a touchdown by Dakota John. So Adrian opens the scoring here in the fourth quarter.
So we got score 51 to 18 right now. 9:11 to go in the fourth quarter.
And, of course, they'll go for two here. Well, that was a big, the pass play was key there.
Yep. It's a long pass to the right side and kind of going for a pick. And
2-point conversion here for the Adrian Dragons. Wagner under center. And he'll take the snap, and he's going to roll it. No, he throws it into the end zone, and we got a flag thrown. The ball goes incomplete. Pass intended to number five, Borthurms.
Knocked down by Hafted.
He just threw it up there like a jump ball in basketball.
Yep.
Let's see what the call is going to be. Legal man down field. I think it's going to be on Adrian, so they'll just it'll be incomplete.
Yep. Incomplete pass.
Yep. So the score remains 51 to 18. We're in the fourth quarter. 9:11 to go in the game. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience? All their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, it's 51 to 18. Dawson Boyd leading Adrian Dragons in the season opener here. We're in the fourth quarter. 9:11 to play in the football game. Adrian will be kicking off to Dawson Boyd here. The Dragons score on Dakota John's 2 yard run. The 2-point conversion was no good. So, looks like number 56, Lance Ludell, will kick off to the Blackjacks.
The Blackjacks are coming out here lining up.
Well, next week, Dawson Boyd gets Minnesota here at home.
Well, that's going to be a great game.
You think there's people here tonight?
Wait till that game.
Wait till next week.
There'll be triple cars around.
Get here early. Here's the squib kick, and it goes up the middle. It's picked up by number one, Colton Huseby, and he gets across the 40 to the 45.
Almost broke that. One more step, and he would have been gone, but they got the ball on the 44-yard line.
First offensive possession, I believe, here for the Blackjacks here in the fourth quarter. And I think they're going to have a running clock here now. Yep, it's going to be a running clock. If you're ahead by 35 points, right?
It's 33 points, though.
Oh.
But the refs are saying keep the clock going.
All right, here we go. The Blackjacks with the football, first and 10 on their 44-yard line. And Lee takes the snap and hands it off up the middle. There goes Cole Hillsby.
He's gone.
Touchdown, Cole Hillsby.
Nobody was even close.
46-yard touchdown run. 56-yard touchdown run by Colton Hillsby. Boy, when he got into the secondary, he turned the
Burners off. He was off to the races. Nobody was even close to him.
Good blocking up front by the Blackjack offensive line. Colton Lindblad, Irvine Brothers, Cody Stock, and Austin Moan.
Nice haul. Way to go, line.
Isaac, extra point kick coming here, and there's a snap, and the kick is up, and it is good.
He doesn't have any problem with that. Right down the middle again.
58-18, Dawson Boyd leading Adrian. 8:32 to play in the football game. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison, and right on Highway 212, Dawson. Dustin, Casey, and the gang are always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Dawson and in Madison, just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
All right, the Blackjacks lead 58-18 over the Dragons, and what a second half for Dawson Boyd, Dwayne.
As I said before, Dawson Boyd, Blackjacks exploded the second half. They just went to town and played good defense, explosive offense, and I think you're going to see the B squad in here pretty darn quick. Or junior varsity, as they call
junior
it.
Junior varsity now, yeah.
Not B squad.
This Durfee kicking, yep. Zach Durfee kicks it off. And, number five catches it at the 35. And then he's tackled hard. Oh, number six for the Blackjacks, Thomas Frank.
Nice. Hit him nice. Hit him nice.
And so got new numbers coming in now by both teams, you think? Or Blackjack, JV?
Well,
defense coming in.
It looks like it.
58-18 the score. There's no defense out there for the Blackjacks yet. Adrian has their offense out there.
They're going to have to call a timeout.
Coach Corey Larson now calling a timeout.
Because he's going to switch players here, and he needs a little time to figure it out.
Just want to remind everybody, we'll have more football for you tomorrow night. I'll be in Wabasso with the Lacapaw Valley football team as they open up their season.
How's Lacapaw going to be this year?
I think pretty good. Pretty good.
They have most of their players back?
Well, they lost Peyton Mortensen, of course.
That was major.
That was major there. But, Coach Tony Smith is pretty happy with what he's seen so far. So here's a final for you. You SMSU Mustang fans. Of course, the SMSU football team. They were in Mankato tonight, taking on the number one ranked team, MSU, and they lost 49-13. SMSU will host Wayne State next week. Egg Bowl, they call it, at SMSU. And trying to get some updates here. And Adrian bringing their B squad out now, their offensive JV, and we got the JV squad in there. And I think the clock will just keep running here once it starts. Well, we got a lot of fresh faces in there now. Dwayne, got your rosters out there. New quarterback and a handoff there. We'll try to get as many names as we can on both sides. And Blackjack on defense. It was first and 10 there for Adrian. Handoff. They lost maybe a yard on the play. Logan Conover on the tackle, a sophomore. And number 63, Colin Jorgens on the stop. He's a freshman. Adrian coming out here with the quarterback number 3, Carter Braun, a ninth grade quarterback. He's going to hand it off to number 40. And look at the Blackjack swarm all over him. Bowerman the carry, and a host of Blackjacks, four or five black jerseys all over there. Looks like Logan Conover on the stop. And Jordan Hasted.
He's playing middle linebacker now.
Oh, is he? A lot of ninth and tenth graders out there right now for Coach Corey Larson.
That's good. A good experience for all those guys out there.
Yep. Clock will continue the run here. 7 minutes to go in the game. Then we're going to have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game. Here's a quick handoff on third and long, third and 13. And a gain of a couple, 68. Sam Bailey with the stop. So it's fourth down. Adrian will punt. And who's back here to receive for Dawson Boyd here?
Can't read the number.
And got a new punter for Adrian. And they get the punt almost blocked. And a line drive right to the 45-yard line.
Number 6.
And number 6 for Dawson Boyd, that's Thomas Frank. And he tackled at about the 49-yard line of the Dragon. New offense coming in here for Dawson Boyd as they lead 58-18. And Blackjacks will have a new quarterback here.
Stoltz.
Oh, Brendan Stoltz.
Stoltz has been quarterback.
Okay. A junior for Dawson Boyd. Well, we'll see. Once they break the huddle here, Dwayne. Yeah, you can't ask for better weather for this. We're playing football. Usually the first couple games, it's very hot and humid. And
it's perfect.
Remember last year we had to call a few referees that had called timeouts and everything for water breaks. But not this year.
Nope, perfect night tonight. Little breeze just to keep the heat off and the bugs away.
Number 11, Brendan Stoltz is the quarterback for Dawson Boyd. He's out of shot, and the ball goes behind him. And that's picked up by the running back, and he gets to the 50-yard line. And a little miscue there by the Blackjack JV offense.
So ball's on the 50-yard line, loss of about a half a yard.
Ball's right on the 50-yard line. Hey, there was a lot of football played tonight. You know, the Gophers play tonight, the Vikings play tonight, SMSU played tonight, if you follow college football there.
Yep, a lot of.
Yep, Mineota's in Sleepy Eye, trying to get an update there because they're only leading 16-8 there in the third quarter. It's second down and 11 for Dawson Boyd. Stoltz under center, and he drops the snap from center and picks it up and lunges forward for a gain of one. Clock will not stop here. It'll continue to run. Running time here. You're ahead by 35 points.
That's exactly. So it's 58-18.
Yep.
Four and a half minutes to go.
And once again, we'll be back here next Friday night. for Dawson Boyd in Mineota. Of course, I want to put a plug in for the Lacapaille County Fair next weekend. A lot of people go to that, and it's fair night Friday night, but there's going to be a lot of people here in Dawson. I know that. Third down and nine for Dawson Boyd, a handoff. Gain of a couple yards. And Stoltz is drilled behind the line of scrimmage there.
He didn't even have the ball.
I think that was Thomas Frank, the ball carrier, I think. Or Braxton Hahn, one of the two. Eight or six. So it's fourth down, fourth and seven, also in Adrian territory. What's your thoughts on the game so far, Dwayne, how it turned out here?
Well, the second half was just dominated by the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks in passing and running. So it's going to be a tough year to stop the Blackjacks because they got so many.
Here's a handoff to number 32. Is that your grandson?
Yeah, Hasted.
Oh, Hasted running the ball there, okay. And he got the first down, I think, didn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he's just short, okay.
Just short.
Just short, so a turnover there on downs for Dawson Boyd. A couple of number 33, Colin Swazinski out there for Dawson Boyd. Just throwing some numbers out here. Braden Hahn, Braxton Hahn. And Adrian quarterback is Carter Braun, a ninth grader, and he's going to take the snap and roll right. He's going to keep it himself and then knocked out of bounds at about the 45-yard line.
Carter Braun, number three, with the keeper.
3:17 to go in the football game.
He gets the game of about three, brings a second and seven.
Brings second and seven.
The
45-yard line. Well, it was, you know, what were we at halftime? 20 to
12.
12, yeah, 20 to 12 at half.
38 points by the Blackjacks in the second half.
Pretty impressive.
Yep.
We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Just want to remind everybody, too, I haven't mentioned this yet, but Ryan Phelps, there will be no after the game this year. He's not doing that anymore.
So. Oh, that's too bad. Why not?
I'm not quite sure. He's pretty busy. There's a handoff, number 40 for Adrian. Isaac Bowerman with the ball carry.
Well, maybe you have to start doing that. You don't have nothing else to do.
I don't have nothing else to do, no.
He gets off to about the 47-yard line.
Clock running, 2:30 to play, and we'll, after the game here, we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show and go over some of the scoring and catch you up on some scores in the area. A few games going on tonight. Tomorrow, most of the teams playing tomorrow. And here's the handoff to number 39. This is Crawling. And he's tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Number 33, Colin Swazinski, a ninth grader, with the tackle.
Yeah, nice tackle there. Got into the backfield and lost a few yards, so it's going to be fourth and seven.
Well, Dawson Boyd, as I mentioned,
Mineota next week here in Dawson.
Yep. And let's see where Adrian, they get Tracy Milroy Ballatin next week at home.
And they're not going to punt it. They're going to try it for the fourth down here.
Fourth down and about eight at midfield, and we got flags at the snap. Somebody moved.
Well, the whole left side did.
Flag on the way.
And, yeah, we've got, we'll have more volleyball for you next week as well. Dawson Boyd volleyball team, they're 1-1 on the
season.
Keep
the clock going. There we go.
1-1 on the season. They will take on Tuesday, they'll take on the Canby Lancers.
A lot of sports.
A lot of stuff going on this time of year.
Well, it's a fun time. Nice. It's always fun to have fall arrive.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did the garden show today.
Yep.
In 11:15. Under a minute to play. It's fourth down and two. The penalty was on the Blackjacks. And the handoff goes to the running back. He gets across the 50-yard line, gets the first down for the Dragons. And that moves the chains for the Adrian Dragons. And that was, who you impressed with tonight? What impressed you by the for the Blackjacks? We'll cover some of this in the post-game show.
We'll probably do that in the post-game show, but I think that Dawson Boyd's pretty balanced. You got some terrific running backs, and you got a quarterback to control the ball. It's obvious that he has, what, five touchdown passes?
Yep. 30 seconds to play in the football game. It's first and 10 for Adrian.
Took a knee.
Braun is just going to take a knee and let the clock run out. And guess what? The Blackjacks pick up a win in their season opener. 58-18 is your final. Impressive win for the Blackjacks. As the coaches run on to the midfield to shake hands with Adrian coaches. And we'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather. Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. Sports also brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm agent, with his office located at 210 St. Olaf Avenue, North Canby. Stop in and talk to Tony about how State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 40% on car insurance. Tony Orata, your State Farm agent, located downtown Canby. Call 507-223-5259. That's 507-223-5259.
Another fine sports booster on Q92, Fernalls Crop Insurance, located 3 miles east of Madison on Highway 40, owned by Brian Fernalls. Full service agency offering multi-peril crop insurance plans and crop hail policies. Go to FernallsCrop.com for more information or call Brian's office at 598-7711. Fernalls Crop Insurance says good luck to all area athletes. Builder's First Choice in Madison is another fine sports booster on Q92. Builder's First Choice is your place for windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, and more. So any type of remodeling or new construction, think Builder's First Choice in Madison. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison, Minnesota. Stop in to visit with Mark or Arlen, Builder's First Choice, Madison. Heartland Motor Company is your trusted Chevrolet dealer in Morris. And the reason why? Our loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter our showroom, when you service with us, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. We are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being a part of your community. Heartland Motor Company, Morris.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Okay, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with Dwayne Hasted. Your final score tonight was Dawson Boyd 58, Adrian 18, and the Blackjacks pretty impressive in the second half.
Exactly, they exploded the second half. We've said that a couple times, and, you know, 58 points in the game, and halftime they had 20, so, you know, 38 points that second half. Pretty awesome.
Let's go through the story so really quick. In the first quarter, Dawson Boyd struck first on a 34-yard touchdown pass from Jake Lee to Zach Durfee, 34 yards out. pretty impressive to start.
Yeah, exactly.
That was on fourth down, too.
Exactly, yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
And then the exchange student from South Korea came in, Isaac Jang. Is
yep.
that how you say that?
Yep.
He kicked the extra point. It was 7-0. Then a big interception by Michael Olson. Talk about that, Dwayne.
Yeah, right down in front of us here. He picked it off right along on the sideline and went up and took it away. And the big play for Micah. He's really excited.
Then Dawson scored after they turned that interception into points when Bentley Boyk scored a touchdown. He went from 55 yards out, and it was 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, Dawson Boyd went for it on fourth down, and they missed it, and they gave the ball to Adrian at the 35-yard line.
I didn't quite understand that. I don't know why you wouldn't punt it there, but and that was a big. The second quarter got to be Adrian's quarter.
Yeah, Adrian then went down the field, scored on a one-yard touchdown run, and it was 14-6. And Dawson Boyd came right back, though, 29-yard pass, 29-yard touchdown pass to Josh Inusike, and making it 20-6. And then Adrian came back in the second quarter with a 6-yard touchdown pass from their quarterback, Marshall Wagner to Stamer, making it 20-12, and that's where we were at halftime. And then in the third quarter, it was all Dawson Boyd, wasn't it, Dwayne?
Just took it away. You know, at halftime, looked like we were going to have a game, and some few words must have been said at halftime. And again, Dawson Boyd just exploded that third quarter.
Yeah, third quarter, it started right away with an 11-yard touchdown run by Colton Hughesby. And then Adrian went for it on fourth down and failed. And then it was Zach Durfee again, 37 yards out from Jake Lee. That was Jake's second third touchdown pass of the night there, that in the third quarter. And a two-point conversion was good. It was 36-12. And then Dawson struck again. They forced Adrian to punt out of the end zone, and then Dawson Boyd got the ball in good field position, and Bentley Boyk went in from 15 yards out. That was a great stiff arm there, by the way, on Boyk on that touchdown, making it 44-12. Then Adrian fumbled, and Dawson Boyd turned that fumble into points on a 30-yard touchdown pass from Lee to Horton. Talk about that.
Yeah, a great pass on the far sideline, and Horton caught it and ran in about 15, 20 yards, and he was putting that ball out in front. He knew he was going to make that touchdown. And that, at that point, we were ahead. The Dawson Boyd was ahead 51-12.
Yeah, it was just an amazing job there. And they give credit to that young offensive line, Dwayne. Why don't you mention their names a little bit, that young offensive line for the Blackjacks. You know, oh, you lost your glasses. I'll do it then.
You do it. Oh, I got them right here.
Okay. Dwayne put
but,
his
glasses
down. You
know, there's a lot of sophomore. I couldn't even see them, you know.
Yeah, they, don't you think they did a great job?
Yep.
For
you
the
know,
first game?
If I could just recap a little bit, you know, Dawson Boyd has some starters back from last year and some powerful runners there, you know, with Hughesby and Boyk. And, it's going to be hard to stop them, but you got besides that, you got Jake Lee at a senior quarterback and has some unbelievable receivers, you know, with Horton, N-U-C-K, and, you know, Zach there. And so that's going to be good. So if some of these younger players that we were talking about, you know, on the line and the defensive backs, you know, with Austin Moen stepping it up there on the line, also back to the some of the older ones, Colton Lindblad did good in the line there, but also the twins, the Irvine boys, are young. Jordan Hass did as a linebacker, and you know, you also Michael Olson there got an interception tonight. So with this balanced passing attack and also with the running attack, and so if some of these, if the line can step it up and linebackers, I think it's going to be a heck of a year for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks.
That's right. And Blackjacks get Mineota next Friday night. And I just got an update here. Mineota was leading Sleepy Eye 23-8 with 2 minutes left. So it looks like a win for the Vikings there.
Yep. It's going to be a heck of a game. And it's going to be a battle. And always is. And it's going to be a fun game. So come out to the RB Clay Field here in Dawson. What a heck of a place to watch a game.
All right. Yeah, we got 58-18 final. And we've got to name a Neon Needle Subway player of the game.
Yeah, it's a hard one because
a lot of people got involved in the offense there, didn't they?
You bet. And we're going to say Jake Lee with four touchdown passes. Could have said a lot of other people, but Jake played a very good game. Four touchdown passes you don't see very often. And so Jake Lee is our...
Yeah, two to Durfee.
Yep.
One to Horton. N-U-C-K and one to Horton.
Yeah. So picked out different receivers there, so
yep.
He's our Neon Needle player of the game.
All right. So Jake gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway Valley meal from Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City. And with that, our next football game's tomorrow night. They'll be in Wabasso with the Lacapa Valley football team. They open up their season. Should be a good battle between the Eagles and the Rabbits tomorrow night.
That should be fun. I'll be listening to you.
All right. You do that.
Yeah, we'll do. So,
thanks, Dwayne, for helping out again.
You've
appreciate
been good
it.
Call there, Paul. So
yep.
It's always fun to do it with you.
Yep, a lot of fun. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio. Thanks to Mike Meyer for working the board tonight. Appreciate Mike working his first football game, I think it was. He's working tonight. So
did a good job.
Yep, and thanks to all our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. And with that, we'll see you tomorrow night from Wabasso.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Post Game Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottle & Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Wolfschlager Excavating, Jubilee Foods, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Jim's Market in Canby, A&B Auto & Dawson, Rise Nursery & Tree Service, Madison Healthcare Services, Appleton Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Myers Electric & Infrared, Heartland Motor Company, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, DuPont Pioneer, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Dawson Grain Co-op, Fernholz Crop Insurance, Comerford Construction and Gravel, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Tufte Auto and Sales, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, T&D Barnwood Rustics in Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Mineota Building Center. Sports brought to you by Woodland Centers, Farmers Co-op Association, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Northern Plains Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Larson Brothers Concrete, Bluegrass Proteins Incorporated, Midwest Power Sports, DeWalt Agency, Midwest Truck Parts, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, State Bank of Taunton, Whitnable Construction, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Vick's Plumbing and Heating, Swadzinski for House, Chris Swadzinski Representative, Guess Wine Motors Incorporated, Klein Bank. Sports brought to you by Tostenson Septic, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, Madison Welding and Repair, Ridgeview Seeds, Aaron Tasto, and Luke Oy Dealer, Dawson Auto Glass, Builders First Source, Pro Image Partners, Lee Motor Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Triple Mutual Fire Insurance, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, AGP Ag Processing, Ottertail Power Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Dave's Plumbing and Heating Madison, Federated Telephone Company, Souther Building Supplies, Heartland Eye Clinic, Culligan, Ortonville Area Health Services, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, B. Johnson Electric. Sports brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hutt Oil Company, Cargill, Kluber Law Office, KSN Drywall Finishing, Cockleman Construction, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Area Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Bought Appliance and Electronics Marshall, Madison Dental Clinic, Johnson Memorial Health Services, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for play-by-play sports coverage on 92.1 FM.